This is PFW in Progress.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear. When I do, it's usually something unusual.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I think that we owe a big round of applause to our newest, bestest buddy in Big Toe.
Paul Perillo.
You might have noticed that I've got a slight weight problem.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, I went to this doctor. He told me I swallowed a lot of aggression along with a lot of pizzas. Pizzas.
And Andy. And Andy?
Are you, homosexual?
You mean like flaming or...
Andy Hart.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Yeah, would they send us someplace special?
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
My hobbies are fast cars and fast women. Because that's why my guys in my car club call me the Cruiser.
You should call them the Dork.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Okay, I know you're anxious to jump right in and start speaking English. So how many of you would say you speak English fairly well, but with some difficulty? Yes, you speak some English.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
All right, welcome PFW in Progress. It's Qdoba Day, as you can hear. And, you know, Paul's not here today. He had a half hour, like you said, half hour Christmas pageant, Andy, and he turned it into a day off.
How's that work?
I don't know.
You're his boss. Shouldn't you know?
Well, he's probably got EEI. No, he said, but I'll be working after that because, you know, so you can email me and because I have to get all those pages in.
He's full of it.
So if you knew how to work email, that would be okay.
Right.
But, you know.
Unbelievable. There's going to be a blizzard tomorrow.
Yep.
Guy just... He probably called tomorrow around noon.
You don't even believe your own crap.
He'll probably say, it's going to snow, Fred. I'm just going to stay home today. And,
yeah, so he's up watching Will's Christmas pageant up in the Peabody school system.
Yeah, can you not use the word pageant?
Pageant?
I don't know. It's kind of gay.
I agree with Wes.
I said to Paul, I said, he's not wearing tights, is he?
Sounds like it.
He's
prancing
not,
across the stage.
But he does have some sort of pillowcase contraption over him with a belt tied around it. So it's kind of like some Robin Hood type of getup.
That usually comes with tights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Wes. Sounds kind
of
gay.
If he's playing the part of Maid Marian, then we're in real trouble. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. It's Thursday here at Gillette Stadium, getting ready for the Arizona Cardinals, but we could also be getting ready for at least 6 inches of snow tomorrow. And more
and on Sunday.
And more on Sunday.
There are three storms.
Just like we ordered.
Headed through Friday night, Sunday, and then Christmas Eve. There's a bunch of storms just going to blow through.
And, you know, I'm looking at it, and I'm saying.
The Cardinals are done.
Well, I'm
just saying. No chance.
Patriots can pass the ball. Cardinals can pass the ball. Patriots can run the ball. Cardinals, that's the difference right there.
But not only that, I'll take Matt Castle in the bad weather.
Well,
I think Kurt Warner
sure
is a softy.
That.
He
yeah.
is a soft.
We don't know about Castle in bad weather yet either.
Wasn't it pouring?
No, I know, but it wasn't pouring and cold like this, or wet and cold like this one.
First of all, it was chilly.
It was chilly.
Not as cold as going to be in the 20s,
no,
but
no.
Plus, he's been here 4 years. He's practiced outside in
cold
conditions
yep.
with wind. The snow might be a little different,
yep.
but a lot of people say you can throw, especially short in the snow. It's
yep.
not as big a deal. I think Kurt Warner mentally gets off his game the second he sees wind, cold, snow.
He might. So that is a factor. And, you know, even if both of them can't do it, who's got the better running game? Who's more equipped for this time of year?
Blowout.
The Patriots with Falk, Sammy Morris healthy, Lamont Jordan healthy. You know, we don't know
even
about.
Even Ben Jarvis Green Ellis if you need him.
Yeah, and we don't know about Matt Light, but they'll find somebody. If you're running the ball, left tackle isn't as important as it is if you're passing the ball.
Right. And with, you know, you got a couple tight ends, you are equipped to do it if you need to, whereas Arizona has never tried to establish the run this year. Edgerrin James is now a guy who's active
yeah.
but doesn't play
right.
a lot of the times. Hightower has been successful on the goal line but averages 2.9 yards a carry.
Right.
We looked yesterday. There's three teams near the bottom. The Bengals and Lions, I believe, are behind Arizona in terms of running attempts. But that's obvious because virtually every week they're trailing and just have to try to come back and pass it. Arizona is by far the lowest team in terms of rushing attempts of a competitive playoff-type football team. They have no interest. They haven't done it well. They don't try to do it. If they're going to win, it's going to be through the air.
Yep.
And there's no chance of Kurt Warner doing that in the cold, windy Gillette Stadium.
So we'll talk about that on this last day of PFW in Progress before the game. Take in your emails at webradiopatriots.com. Let's see what you have to think. I'm assuming everyone listening to this show pretty much thinks that the Patriots are going to win the game if the weather is bad, which it's looking like it might be. Tomorrow they're predicting 6 inches starting around noontime here, 1 o'clock. So, of course, everybody's running around. Oh, snow. Oh, my God.
I heard this is going to be one of those weird ones where I get the worst down by me, down towards the Cape and Islands.
A little wetter. Yeah, could be.
No, I heard a potentially 14 inches of snow.
No, that's what I mean. Sometimes when you're closer there, the wetness,
right.
You know.
Usually the line goes north to south, and I'm in the rain
in the
and
west.
Sleet,
yeah.
And then up north and west gets a lot of snow.
Right.
This one is flip-flop. Yeah. South and east sounds like it's going to get the
sometimes,
most snow.
Sometimes, rarely, but sometimes the Cape in that area gets more snow than other places.
I think, actually, with this snow that's coming, there's going to be, whatever, piles of snow, 6-8 inches.
Yep.
I think that's enough. I think Kurt Warner driving in sees that.
I don't even think we plow the field. Just let them play in the snow.
I think they make you do that.
Really?
I think
we can't just paint like red lines where the hash marks are on top of the snow?
I don't think that's legal, Fred. You can try it. I mean, talk to Mr. Kraft. Oh, speaking of which, we never discussed the fact that, you know, not that it's really all that significant, but that he was named once again, I believe, 12th for most powerful men in sports by Street and Smith.
Oh, the Sports Business,
Journal.
Yeah, that just came out.
This week, he was
number 12, ahead of any of the other Boston owners.
Yeah. So. He trailed Jerry Jones moved up to 2 based on the stadium and that new company he started with the Yankees to do their own concessions.
Yeah.
Number 1 was the guy from ESPN ABC, Bowden.
Born, who?
Bodenheimer.
Oh, Bodenheim.
He runs ABC and ESPN Sports.
Okay.
Was number 1, but Jones I thought was interesting at 2. Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, is right behind Mr. Kraft, which I always find is funny.
That's a joke.
A guy who runs an entire league finishes behind owners.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mr. Kraft actually fell a spot. He was 11 last year.
Hey, why are the Yankees having a live press conference? Do we know why they're getting ready for a live press conference?
Uh-oh. They didn't sign Teixeira, did they?
Do we know that?
That's Manny being Manny, you know.
Is it? So find it out. He's useless.
I do have an announcement, though, I have to make to all our listeners. Within the hour, literally, we just launched the Patriots calendar app on patriots.com. And this is an application that we created that we will fill in dates, everything you want to know, including all the Patriots.com radio lineup, when Patriots Today is going to be posted, live press conference. You can watch it right from this application. Today in Patriots history, store openings at Patriot Place. There's all kinds of things that we can do with this app. You can get it on Patriots.com right now. You can embed it on, if you have a blog page or your own website, you can put it there. You can use it in Facebook, too. There's a Facebook version of the application that you can use right on Facebook. So check it out. It's the Patriots Calendar app. There's links all over the site right now to the page that it's on.
So that's important for our guys. PFW in Progress can embed it.
Yeah.
And PFW in Progress on that other thing.
You can put it right on PFWinProgress.com. And you can listen to the show right from the application. So
really?
Yep. So it's pretty cool.
This app thing is really taking off, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Check it out. The Patriots Calendar app just launched within the last hour.
Uh-oh.
So Chris Ferrer is monitoring.
Which means there's probably problems going on right now.
No. It's a
Chris Ferrer production, as always.
We partnered with a company called Optaros to create it.
Optaros. Sounds like a superhero in some Greek mythology.
So check it out, Patriots Calendar app, and we'll be adding more stuff to it. Like right now I already have in all the NFL dates, when the waiver system starts, when free agency starts, when the combine is, when the draft is. So
I might actually use this one.
Yeah, and for this, like for example, when you guys go to the combine, you know, not only will we add this stuff onto Patriots.com, but we'll link to it from the app. So if you're just going in the app and it's on one of the days you're at the combine, you'll be able to hear and see the stuff that you're loading up to
the
web.
So the link to the story will be in the calendar.
Yeah, right there.
You can go
it's
to
all
it,
like,
take you to
it's
it.
Kind of like a mini website almost. So
I like it.
Each date has events, and each event has related media.
I like it.
So it's pretty cool. Like for the draft, like we can say, okay, April 4th, we're going to release our running backs preview.
Right.
So, you know, that's highlighted on April 4th. Then when you go to April 4th and click on it, anything that we have on the web will be linked to that date.
So be able to see all about the running backs right from the calendar app.
Well done, Optosaurus.
So we'll I like to get everybody to start using that.
Strippers, give Fred some feedback.
That would help
on
my
that.
Job if it's successful. I need all the help I can get.
What do you mean by successful?
You know, a
people
lot of,
click on
lot,
it or people embed it?
Do you both. Get... Whatever. Using it. Whether it's frontpages.com, from Facebook, from your own website or blog page, whatever. Just use it.
Do it.
Speaking of that, Josh says, what the F?
Uh-oh.
I sent you guys an email before I headed out to Seattle to, one, give you my info so I could buy you guys a beer.
Nice job, two-gender.
And two, to request the info you guys said you'd give off the air regarding Patriots fans meeting up. What do I get in return? Nothing.
That's Daniel Two-Gender.
No useless. Call or email about meeting up for a beer and nothing about people meeting up at the Owl and Thistle.
Well, you weren't listening then if you didn't.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
But specific information, that's Two-Gender. He is our secretary. Yeah. He is supposed to handle those things.
Thanks a lot. No wonder Bob Kraft is pissed at you. You are a terrible communicator. Nevertheless, the game was awesome. I was able to clip some great club seats from a poor, dejected Seahawks fan for $100 apiece when they retail for $325. Pretty good deal and a great game. Got lots of trash talking from everyone there early but got our revenge in the end. Big game this weekend. How's the weather going to be up there? We just talked about that. Hopefully it'll rain or snow to keep those birds grounded. Thanks for reaching out while I was out there. Did you at least get to El Gaucho's for a steak?
No.
Nope, we didn't.
Thanks, Two-Gender. Drop the ball yet again.
Oh, come on, Josh. Give us a break. We told everybody we'd be at the Owl and Thistle Saturday night.
Yeah, but he specifically emailed Two-Gender, and Two-Gender screwed
well,
us.
Well, you had all the info.
He didn't email me.
He didn't email you?
Lying your ass off.
Well, did he email the show asking for the stuff?
Yeah, you're supposed to handle those. If it says food, visits, presents.
How am I supposed to know what your guys' schedule is when you're out west?
You're asking
you
us.
You were on the show. You heard us.
The issue was we didn't just want to say we're staying
but
at this hotel.
Everybody heard
we're
you.
Riding.
Josh heard you where you guys
no,
were
no,
going.
No. He wanted specifics, and we didn't want
like
to give it over.
Like your hotel room number?
Yeah, not our number, but where we were staying, when we'd be getting out there, when we might be looking for a free beer. And you dropped the ball. You suck.
You are the gatekeeper. You see, with great power comes great responsibility. You know, you may not realize it, but you are the one thing keeping our fans from us. So you have to handle this responsibility.
Both from us and connected to us.
Right.
You are the gate.
I didn't realize it was such a big responsibility.
Well, it is a big
Gary realized it. Gary realized it. One phone call. That's all it takes.
Wow. All right. So Paul's not here. Where's Eric?
Not here.
What do you mean not here?
I don't know. I saw him in the locker room, but he was, I don't know.
He's not coming down?
I think he is.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with
He's got practice.
All
They're
day.
Practicing outside on the regular practice fields today, going back to, what is it, the lower field, that Revs field that they never use. He'll be out there covering that, and then he'll be in after that. I would assume at the top of the hour he'll be here.
So we have to do picks today.
Picks day.
And we have
There's
to
games
do,
tonight.
We have to do the Qdoba question of the week. We announced the time yesterday, so call in at that time.
Now, will you schedule that on the calendar on Patriots.com?
Perhaps. Probably not. You know, we don't want to put too much stuff in there.
Yeah, how big is this calendar?
It's as big as we want to make it.
And what do? You click on the day
you
and that
opens
up.
Click on the day
up.
And then below, it the window changes with what's going on that day.
Why do I have the feeling I'm going to go to this and it's going to say cannot load or something?
No matter what, if you go to it, it won't be good.
That's
be
not
complaints.
True. Oh, what did I tell you about the pro
you're
shop?
Terrible.
I went to the pro shop and raved about it.
Yeah.
Endless stuff. I went in there spending four times as much money as I expected.
It only took us building a $12 million building for you to say, oh, this is pretty good.
Well, I'm not going to lie.
Gillette Stadium.
I have high standards.
All right, webradio@patriots.com. What else is going on in the world of the NFL and the Patriots?
Matt Castle spoke today. I was not actually in the room when he spoke. But
good job.
I was in the locker room. They make it so you either choose the locker room or the room. I was hard at work in the locker room, beating down the bushes on stories in that area. Vince Red did a one-on-one with Patriots.com. You'll see that later today on Patriots Today with Brian Lowe.
Oh, okay.
See, everybody's finally catching on the bandwagon here with Vince Red. You know, I was a big fan early on, fell in love with him. Now Patriots Today has jumped on board, and they're going to try and claim him as their rising star.
Okay.
Bielo's making a lot of hand gestures behind the glass in there.
Well, there's free food
you
out
You didn't
there.
Make the trip to Canton with the rookies to the Hall of Fame. That's where I developed a bond with Vince Red. That's,
wow.
Eric Scalavino made the trip.
Did he make that trip?
He was your roommate.
Wasn't he your roommate? Different trip? How many times have you been to Canton this
year? Oh, not the rookie. I was thinking the Hall
the rookies.
Of Fame one.
No, nope,
we
don't
the have
rookies.
Quite
that's
the
where,
endless budget that you guys
–
that video side seems to have an endless
that's
budget.
That's where true reporters
it.
Develop bonds with rookies.
Well, they have a big budget because they eat our food.
That's true. They don't have to buy lunch. They just come in here and get our free food all the time.
That reminds me. I got to get going.
Yeah. Okay.
There better be some nachos left when I get out there.
All right. So that was the dulcet tones of Juan Below.
The Lowdown. Does he still do that show?
He sure does.
When is that?
Today at 4 o'clock.
Today, now, are people still emailing? Playoff time, right? It's almost over.
Yeah.
Big week.
Last week of playoffs? They usually try to, in case there's teams resting players and avoid that.
I guess I already saw emails for Below.
That's good. I'm glad to see that show's taking off.
You know?
But, Matt Cassel spoke. Kind of a light locker room. Not a lot of media. A lot of people were in with Cassel because of the overlap. Not a whole heck of a lot going on.
Nope.
Light times. You know, all the offensive linemen were doing their usual, playing games, whatever the game is they play at the table. Lawrence Maroney made a visit in the locker room but didn't speak with anyone, talked with some of the players, had a ridiculous black and white striped tall winter cap on. People were calling him Dr. Zeus.
Did it look like Zeus. Your Guinness hat from yesterday?
It did, sort of.
Hey, this is Lawrence Maroney, a.k.a. Kool-Aid.
Any word on the air and ground
That's
nominees
Friday.
That and
comes
all
out
that?
Very late.
Very late
fans
on Friday.
Fans should vote. I would urge Patriots fans, go to NFL.com,
or
find
Patriots.
That link.
Com.
Oh, it's on Patriots.com.
Right on the homepage of Patriots.
Go vote, because I thought it was embarrassing last time. Matt Cassel was up for it and didn't win it when he threw for 400 yards in back-to-back weeks. He did not win it. Get him some votes this time. Get Sammy Morris some votes this time. Show your power. That runs through, I believe, 11 a.m. on Friday morning. Between now and then, you can vote. Then they announce it on NFL.com later on Friday.
All right. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. On the phone right now is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing
What's
great.
Up, John?
Good. By the way, I wanted to mention that when that whole Christina Acra appearance on the show happened, it was a little overstated, the creepiness of Fred. I didn't think it was that bad.
Well,
but he made up for that.
Creeps of a feather flock together. You're obviously going to defend a fellow creep like you are.
Christina had no problem.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that was Acra, but it was definitely bad with Two Gender Sister.
No.
Oh, that was
very, very creepy.
No. She wasn't even here.
The stuff Fred said?
Two Gender has a hot sister.
Who, by the way, a little update, breaking news on the Dan sister front, recently broke up with her boyfriend, so is now available for any of those looking at her photos.
She's living in Midtown Manhattan?
She's in Manhattan.
Wow.
Hey, I work in Manhattan.
Well, you
I
should.
Get on that, except for I'm married. So.
Don't worry about that.
So I'm wondering what you guys think of the chances of the Jets actually losing to Seattle, and how well Seattle's played lately, or if they have.
Well, Seattle has played, I think, a little bit better, but my understanding is that's going to be a weather game as well. All three games in the AFC East this weekend supposed to be, I guess, really, really cold in Kansas City. It's supposed to be Seattle is supposed to be a snowstorm, cold, questionable weather, and obviously here is supposed to be weather-related. So I think you could see at least one of those games be dramatically affected, if not all of them, by the weather.
Wow.
And is Seneca Wallace definitely the starter? Like, Hasselbeck's not coming back?
I believe that is the case, yes. He is not. Seneca Wallace is going to be the guy. So if you're expecting a victory, you're pinning your hopes on him.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think it's unexpected to get either of those teams to win, the Chiefs or the Seahawks. The Seahawks have shown a little bit over the season here. They've gotten a little healthy. Deion Branch has made some plays. And if Seneca Wallace can play like he did against the Patriots, they have a chance. And the Chiefs have fought tough. I mean, I know they're not probably a great team and they have a lot of young players, but they have fought tough. Big Penn has played relatively well. I mean, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I guess of the only problem with that is of the two teams, the Jets and the Dolphins, I think the Dolphins' defense is playing better. And I think at this time of year, if your defense is solid, you're not going to lose games you're not supposed to lose.
When you don't turn it over. You have 10 turnovers
right.
all year.
Right.
If you don't turn it over and you play solid defense, you're going to win most games, especially against teams you should beat.
Yes, exactly. So,
but I don't think the divide is that far. I mean, it's what we talked about all year. It's not a good league. These teams that have 2, 3, 4 wins are not that far off from the Dolphins and the Jets and the Patriots.
Both Kansas City and Seattle, they're not playing for anything. You know,
they're
so.
Playing for pride. Hello,
yeah.
Herm Edwards. You play to
you
win
play
the game.
Win. No, I kind of have I've lost hope with that part. I'm hoping that Baltimore loses to Dallas.
That's a possibility. Although
I think
that Baltimore is playing good football. I mean, they're playing pretty consistent good football,
even
when they lose.
But I think also again, Dallas is defense is playing very well. If that, if there's one thing during these turbulent times they've had in the last five, six games, their defense, ever since Wade Phillips took over as coordinator there, they've actually been playing better.
Because, as always, he's a good coordinator,
he's just not
a good head coach.
Right. So I'm hoping for Dallas to...
But they have to meet the challenge offensively. The defense on Baltimore
that's
is going to come to play.
That's true.
And I'm not sure that's the type of offense that when it gets punched in the mouth, it responds.
And the good news is that game is on Saturday night. So
yes.
We'll know on Sunday what the deal is.
Plus, we just get to watch it. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit lost in the shuffle of the Jets-Bills debacle is the... I mean, obviously it's not as big a deal, but the Chargers coming back and beating the Chiefs. I mean, it doesn't matter to us playoff-wise, but I was really getting kind of psyched about that second-round draft pick, and they would be 5-9 right now.
Yeah, either way.
An unbelievable comeback.
Either way, that pick's going to be better than you probably expected it was going to be
right.
to start the year, and it's probably better than the Chargers expected it was going to be when they traded it. But, yeah, I think...
Would have been nice.
It definitely would have been nice. Anytime you can get a higher pick, especially... I mean, that's a real pick. That's not wishing for a fifth to move up. That's... Second round picks, well, except that Bills sometimes struggles in the second round, but we'll move past that.
We just got to ask Bill not to take any receivers in the second round.
Yeah, let's just tell him.
Deion was second round, wasn't he?
He was.
He was.
He was the one you point to 7 years ago as a good second round pick. Hi, Bob Doyle. Paul's not here, Bob, even though I'm on the radio. I will interrupt my discussion with a caller to tell you Paul Perillo called in sick, or not sick so much as Will had a play today at school, which... I can't imagine lasts more than a half hour for a four-year-old, and somehow that turned into an entire day off for Paul.
It's like the kid's doing a Wagner opera or something.
Yeah, Paul will do his 5 points over the phone.
Yeah, no one's listening anyway.
Maybe he took some of those alcoholic wipes and wringed them out and drank them to get drunk.
Oh.
Olympia Dukakis style.
Okay.
All right, John.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you.
All right.
Go after Daniel's sister. Look her up. She's on the rebound. Good to go.
Yesterday was quite a day. Cormac from Ireland was in.
Once again, Cormac, thank you for the gifts. Although I was a little uncomfortable because I accidentally left my, what do they call, funny undies on the table, and my son picked them up and goes, ooh, what that?
Cormac writes in, and he says, just want to say a quick hello and thank you for making me a part of the warm and cuddly family that is PFW yesterday. It was amazing to sit in on the show and meet all of you. I do hope you brought those presents home and showed them off to your nearest and dearest. Fred, I do hope there was an emergency last night for you in the bedroom.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, actually, you know, I left the vibrator here, and I notice it's gone now. But that's all right.
No, I think
all the gifts are in the back.
It's over there.
Oh, okay.
Daniel's done a nice job of setting up egg pipe. He's got a sign over the fold-out book.
Paul, did you get your HD camera rolling with Pat the cow, your new favorite milking partner? I do hope you managed to figure out her holes.
Oh.
Andy, I doubt your head shrunk, so the hat may be useless, but I do hope you put the R right back into Deirdre when she saw your cock jock. Dan.
What? You know you can't say that word.
It's a rooster. That's what I'm... It's got a rooster on the
front. But it's a parrot, so it's not factually accurate.
No, I don't think... It doesn't sound like a parrot. It says cock-a-doodle-doo.
It has all bright-colored feathers. No cock-a-doodle-doo has ever had bright-colored feathers.
It's an English rooster. They're different than the American roosters.
You know who's up?
Irish. It's just a fun
fact.
Yeah,
it's from Ireland.
Dan, I trust you enjoyed your Irish babe during that special alone time we all enjoy at least once a day. And finally, Eric, well, I hope all that popping out of Egypt didn't stir up too many popping out memories in your pants.
Ew.
Wow. So thanks again for making me feel so welcome. Unfortunately, the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon was closed after the show. So I may try to make it back another day. I believe the snow is coming, which myself and the Pats were hoping for, which is great. Okay, I'll let you go, Fred. You better hurry up. You still got to get the picks in. I'm off to get drunk.
Wait, why was the hall closed at 2 in the afternoon?
I have no idea.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Presented by Raytheon.
Should we get Brian Morey on the phone?
You know what we think of Wade Phillips as a head coach? That's what I think of Brian Morey as a museum director. He's running it into the ground. It's clearly a beautiful building with a great thing for people to see, and it's closed at 2 in the afternoon. What, do you have a T-ball game to get to?
Can we get Brian Morey on the phone? Brian Morey.
According to strippers, breaking news, Paul was seen at the buffet at the Foxy Lady Brockton.
Could be.
Legs and lunch, apparently.
Legs and eggs?
I don't think they have eggs for lunch.
No, they could. Why not?
Because eggs are for breakfast.
You serve breakfast all day.
That's one of those things.
I mean,
really
you got to be a real loser if you're getting your meals at strip joints.
Not only a loser,
I mean, real.
Yeah. There's things you don't mix in life, and buffets and strip clubs would me seem to be ugh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Buffets and exposed genitals. You don't want that.
No.
And that's not what I'm looking for.
No.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Webradio. Oh, might get Brian on the line here.
I doubt it.
See if he answers.
Anytime I see him, he's walking around the office chatting.
Hello?
Brian.
Yeah.
Fred.
Hey, Fred, what's up?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
You're on the air right now. We have a question for you.
Okay.
We had a listener who was all the way from Ireland yesterday, and he went over the hall. He said it was closed.
That would be accurate. We closed at 1 o'clock for an event.
You closed at 1 for an event?
Yeah.
Because if there was some kind of, I don't know. It had to be a good event, right?
Yes, it was the client holiday party thrown by our marketing department here at the Patriots organization.
Oh, okay. So it was a good excuse to close the hall.
At 1 in the afternoon?
1 in the afternoon. That would be accurate.
It was a daytime party?
No, there was a lot of setup for the event. Our events department here at the Patriots dictates the time in which they need to set up for the event.
Brian Morey passing the buck.
Uh-oh.
We close today at 3 o'clock for the ISP holiday party.
Sounds like you're not happy about that.
No, I'm a team player. I work with the different departments within the organization.
Now, which day should I show up for the PFW holiday party?
You have to ask Fred that. That would be on Chestnut Road.
So that'll be the same day it's been the 8 years I've worked here, which is no way in hell.
We did have one in Cranston 1 year, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, you made that terrible garlic soup.
Oh, come on. That was good.
Oh, it was terrible. Terrible. And you had a big vat of it. What did you do with all that?
I ate it.
Oh, man. You couldn't have.
Oh, that was fabulous.
Oh.
All right.
That's what you remember. All the good food at that event, and that's what you remember?
No, I do remember a lot of good food, but that did stand out.
Just showing you negative ways.
You had a vat that was the size of, it was like a cauldron that witches
It was like something that they give out an Oliver Twist, you know?
It just shows that, once again, you pay attention to the negative.
That's true.
You know, it's your mentality.
All right, Brian, we love the chat. Here's your chance to plug the hall. Brian,
I'm meeting with some state troopers right now. I can't talk to you.
You got pulled over?
No, I'm in the hall. We're having an Amber Alert registration event here next month.
All right, quickly, plug for the hall and then say goodbye.
I'm sorry?
Plug the hall and say goodbye.
Plug the hall? Come visit the hall. It's awesome.
Presented by Raytheon.
Okay, Brian.
That's right.
And occasionally it's open.
All right, we'll see you later. It's Brian Morey from the hall at Patriot Place.
We should have him back talk about that. I'm interested in that other thing.
He's got a show on Patriots.com, and that's the longest he's ever been on the air.
Wow.
Oh, that Amber Alert thing. I should do that. I have a kid.
They have a sign up? Yeah.
He said he was meeting with state troopers for some sort of Amber Alert event.
Okay.
I didn't know you had to sign up for that. How does that work?
I don't know.
That thing that it disperses quickly if your kid's ever kidnapped.
Right.
Or...
Yes, it is. So
we should have him back on.
Well, that was good. We actually got somebody in this building to answer
the phone.
I'll try
Flanders again.
Yeah, we know how that plays out. We're 0-100 on that.
We got to get Flanders on the phone. This is the Christmas season. He should be answering the phone.
Can you call from somehow a number he doesn't recognize or something? Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to disguise our number because he probably knows the number and doesn't answer.
Yeah. I just don't think he answers his phone.
But he should now because he's got a tremendous shop that he should promote. The stuff in there.
I know.
I think I sound like Fred Kirsch making stuff up like you do when you promote things and tell people lies. But the Patriots Pro Shop here is now truly what it should be. One of a kind. You can't get another store anything like it anywhere else on the planet. It's beautiful.
No, it's very cool.
I got my mother a garden gnome.
It's huge. You know, it's
no,
like...
No, gnome. It's only like this big.
The phone's ringing now.
Yeah. Hi.
He's not going to answer. He just doesn't answer.
Hi. You picked the desk.
Unbelievable.
Where is... Does he still work here? Did he make the...
I don't know.
Is he with Gary?
I don't know.
They both live in North Reading, don't they? Or Reading or somewhere up there?
Let's see. Oh, boy. Paul said, I downloaded the application an hour ago. I must have been one of the first. It won't stay on my Facebook for some reason, but that might be because I'm simple.
Or it might be because our webmaster
I don't know
is simple.
You don't put it on your page. It's just an application that you use from Facebook. Josh wants to know, is it available on the Patriots mobile site? No. It's not a mobile thing yet. We'll work on that, but it's not a mobile thing yet.
Do we have any emails in there that say, yeah, it's great?
Not yet. Stripper says Legs and Eggs is Foxy Lady Friday mornings, or it used to be anyway.
Yeah. I'm not surprised you know exactly when it is and where and how and what they serve on the buffet. That's disgusting. I'm sorry. You eat before you go or you eat afterwards.
Stripper says, does Dan's sister have any Greek in her? And if not, does she want any? Strippers must be Greek.
Yes.
Okay.
You still finding this funny?
All right. Webradiopatriots.com. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Like the Patriots? Like winning stuff? Join the VXP program from Verizon. The same company that always delivers the Patriots to you through RazorShop Fios, blazing fast internet, and in-depth mobile content is now delivering you to the Patriots. I'm talking about field passes, stadium tours, luxury boxes. Want to watch a game from the press box? How about the sideline? Don't like the sound of your own voice? Have a Patriots player leave your outgoing voicemail. That's the level of access I'm talking about here, folks, and it's all a part of the program. So how do you become a VXP? It's simple. Just text VXP Play to 51500 or go to v-xp.com for an entry form. For a chance to win, just answer some Pat's trivia. That's it. There's a new prize every day through December 28th. Text VXP Play to 51500 or register at v-xp.com. The VXP program from Verizon. Victory comes to those who play. No purchase necessary. Void in Florida. Promotion ends 12/28/08. Play daily from noon to 8 p.m. Eastern. Must be 18. Official rules at v-xp.com.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
So, Sarah, how's your holiday shopping coming along? I don't know about you, but I haven't even started.
Holiday shopping? I took care of that last week. Went to Patriot Place in Foxborough.
I've heard of Patriot Place. There's a ton of stores, restaurants, a movie theater. But you got all of your shopping done at one place?
Yep. Took care of the kids' list at Hollister and Life is Good. Greg's going to be psyched with the gear I got at Bass Pro, Circuit City, and the Patriots Pro Shop. Bought my mom some really great stuff at Christmas Tree Shop. And I had to treat myself at Victoria's Secret. Oh, and I stopped in for a facial and a massage at Green Tangerine Salon.
So shopping and relaxing? Now you're talking. It looks like my holiday shopping might just be at Patriot Place.
I told you, the holiday shopping for them and a little something for me.
Visit patriot-place.com for Santa's schedule, holiday hours, events, and more. Parking is free with convenient valet and shuttle service available daily. Donate a new or gently used coat to make a child's holiday warmer at any store. Proceeds benefit Cradles to Crayons. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Here's what PFW in Progress would sound like if we had a bleep button.
He works for Sporting News because the Sporting News has learned that Albert Breer once played football.
How many times does he have to say
excuse me, Sporting
what?
News?
Oh, for crying
sorry.
Out loud.
I only said half the word. Of course, the first half is the worst half. Ing is okay.
Come on, guys. You know you can't say on Patriots.com radio, and you call yourselves professionals.
I never call myself a professional. I know that. I'm about as unprofessional as you can get.
I agree.
But I think that's what people like. It's just our lunch hour. That's all it is.
Unscripted and out of bounds.
Online and out of bounds.
Oh, that was unscripted.
Online.
Oh, okay.
No, thank you. Dude, JJ just bought me a Diet Pepsi. Can we keep these cold? Is there a possible way?
No, the fridge died. Remember we used to have a fridge?
The big one out there, we could put
you don't put anything in
Not
there.
Not to mention that's our last Diet Pepsi.
Oh.
Well, are you going to get more?
Mm.
Steal them.
You got to figure something out.
You
there.
Work weird hours, don't you?
But why is it that we used to get those delivered and we don't now?
Pepsi has cut back and now charges.
Is that right?
Well, I think they stopped doing bottles for every department in the stadium.
Well, we'll take it in the can.
Oh. All right, webradio at patriots.com.
But didn't they remove the machine out there, too? There used to be a fountain.
Well, that's terrible because they never clean it and there's flies all
you,
over
You
it.
Click the thing and flies.
Oh, I didn't get
out.
A cookie.
Two-gender, get Fred a cookie.
He's rolling his eyes. He's like the teenage son that you told to take the garbage out. All right. Let's see. Larry the Drunk is writing in. He says, emailing you late because I just heard the show. I registered for first preference of ticket. Thank you for the cookie. I registered for first preference of tickets for the game next year with the NFL UK, but I'm not assured of getting it. I would really appreciate it if I don't get in, if you can help me and three other Pats fan friends get hooked up. I will never forgive myself if I miss this game. I'll buy lunch, maybe.
Did you make a promise that you can't keep?
No. If we find that there's Patriots fans who aren't getting tickets, I'll do whatever I can to get you tickets. So.
No promises, though.
No, but I'll get a list together. You know, you get me your name, and I'll do what I can to get tickets. Now, you have to pay for them.
Obviously.
But I'll do what I can to make sure that we can get as many Patriots fans in that Wembley Stadium as possible.
And you are pretty influential. You carry a little weight around here.
Well, besides being
the obvious.
Not
got
really.
A little pull.
I got nothing.
Just promise me
Andy,
one thing.
I'm so out of the loop.
Just promise me one thing.
Yeah.
A year from now, when we're in England, make sure everything is set up so that if the owner appears at a large gathering of Patriots fans, we have video there and photographer and print us.
Right.
Can we not drop that ball again?
I'll do my best, you know.
Well, you're sort of the point man on that.
Not really. I have nothing to do with the video here.
Wow, you fell on that grenade last week when it was...
Well, I don't throw other people under the bus like you guys do.
Like Brian Morey does. Ah, our marketing department just tells me when to close and I close. It takes them a long time.
Any other Patriots news? I know
what are you trolling for here?
I know Bill didn't have a press conference today.
Negative.
You were in the locker room.
It was loose, quiet. There wasn't a lot going on in there.
Although Lawrence Maroney did make an appearance.
Made an appearance, did not speak with media, was kind of just...
Josh McDaniel's talking today, isn't he?
No.
No, he's not?
Tomorrow
he's talking?
Strange thing at Brandon Merriweather's locker. Probably 6-7 players were watching some sort of boxing and getting all riled up, laughing, making fun of people. Because I actually saw it from afar and said, uh-oh, can't be anything good playing on that laptop. I assumed it was like... porn or
right,
and I get over there and they're watching boxing and they were all Moss was watching, Gaffney, Merriweather.
Was it De La Hoya's fight?
No, I don't know what it was, and I wasn't really comfortable kind of interjecting myself.
Now I cleaned this microphone yesterday with alcohol wipes, and it smells again.
Well, you should see where John Rook puts it.
Oh, see,
he's the only one who uses it.
Rook wasn't here yesterday.
No.
Oh, so who used it?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the alcohol wipes aren't strong enough or something.
Maybe it's you.
No, it's not.
Maybe
me.
Your bad breath dried on
not
it.
Not me. I take good care of my oral. Webradio at patriots.com is
the
email address.
I'm starting to wonder, too, Gender. He's really going out of his way.
If you guys didn't take everything I said, you know, sexually, there would be nothing wrong with it.
It was a parrot, and you called it... A CO blank blank.
That's what it is, right?
It's a parrot. It's not.
That's why they call it cock-a-doodle-doo. They don't call it rooster-doodle-doo.
But it's not a rooster. It's a parrot.
It's also called a cock.
No.
Or a chanticleer.
Right. What the hell's that?
When you say cocksure, the reason why they say that is because a rooster walks around with his chest out and he's, you know.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, he's king of the hen house.
I always wondered that.
Yeah.
Or if it had to do with, like, guys who
they
have...
They kind of strut around, you know, they got their head out, and they got the chest out, and the things hanging down from their head.
I've never been comfortable using that word.
Cocksure?
It feels vulgar.
That's because you are vulgar.
Like, could I write, Ellis Hobbs took the kickoff back 95 yards, and the cocksure cornerback...
Yes.
...earned...
Absolutely.
I look forward in first down, then. For the first time ever, I'm using that word.
Absolutely. That is a legitimate word. It's been around for ages.
I'm going to use it. Yeah, I mean, they're all words that have been around for ages.
Right.
F-U blank blank's been around for a long time. I can't use it.
Right.
Right.
Phil in Nova Scotia, you guys are being – you're good at being brutally honest, so I have a question for you. Am I a naive fan for thinking that Brady would, at the very least, show up in the owner's box for at least one game this year? Pretty Boy wouldn't have to do an interview, just a symbolic gesture to show that he still cares about the team. Okay, I understand that the only place he really has to show his commitment to the team, which he has many, many times before, is on the field, but what would be wrong with giving a little extra to the fans? He still seems to be interested in his alma mater, so why not the Pats? Is it because playing in the NFL is just business? For as much as players say that we can never know what it's like to be them, I think the same goes for them forgetting what it's like to be a fan. I even feel a little sorry for you PFW guys that football has become more about work than just a passion and fun distraction. Or have I got it wrong? Does covering the team enhance your fandom?
That's an interesting question. Because I do feel at times it wears on us, and we're not as big a football fan as we...
Well, I am. You guys.
I'm not sure you are, even. I think at times it wears on you.
I have to think, though, that knowing how I was before I came here, if I wasn't working for the Patriots, I'd be passively into the NFL.
You wouldn't be as...
I would watch on TV all the time, but I wouldn't be one of these people that were buying gear or... You know, doing
See,
all
I think
the other
I would
stuff.
Be. I think
really?
Mine has been brought back a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think part, like, I notice it most when, like, your oil guy drops off oil and he's like, so, how about Seo? And, like, starts talking. And I'm like, how about we just get the oil?
See, I don't tell people that I work for the Patriots, unlike you. You know, well, you put it on your door.
No, Andy, I don't.
Andy Hart's home. I work for the Patriots.
I defy you to find a Patriots logo
so
anywhere
then
in my house.
How does he know that you work for the Patriots?
Because I come from a small town, and I've lived there for 25 years, and a lot of people know me.
So you're kind of a bigwig there.
No.
You have a lot of mahogany?
No, but...
A lot of leather-bound books in your
And I
house?
Tend to do business with people that I know through other people.
And
I
you
like...
use the Patriots to get good deals?
No.
No?
Except for some work from an electrician and a little bit from a mechanic, but...
Yeah.
No, it's just, you know, when you live in a place for a long time and you know, use references and your buddy says, hey, he's a good oil company... then people tend to know who you are and what you do. Jesus, why does everything put me on the defensive?
Because you need to be on the defensive.
But the bottom line is, I think we all still love football, but at times I think it wears on us that we have to do it 24/7 all year
See,
round.
Not for me. I am more of a Patriots fan than ever because of working here.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't know that I can honestly say that.
Yeah, I can't.
And I also get we also get persuaded by feelings. Some guy's a jerk to you in the locker room. You start saying, well
that's
he fumbles, he fumbles.
You guys have to do that more than I do.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you deal with you and you're still rooting for the team, but sometimes personal feelings get in the way when a guy's kind of a, you know, cocksure without the sure.
Right. Let's see. Tobias.
Oh, by the way, yeah. You had another question there, though. We didn't answer it fully. What was it?
I don't know.
Oh, there was another question there.
No idea.
The main question. What was it? You read it.
I don't know.
Did you already delete it?
Yeah, I delete them as soon as I read. Hold on. Let me go back.
Oh, Brady. Naive fan.
Oh, right, of course.
First of all, I haven't seen Rodney Harrison. Rodney Harrison's not at the games and showing up. And second, Brady knows he'd be a distraction. Anytime he appears anywhere, he's going to grab the spotlight, be a distraction. The talk will be about him and his injury.
He's on IR.
Right.
I mean,
that's the difference, by the way. Everybody that says, how come Bledsoe was on the sideline? Because he was on the team, and he played again later in the year. Rodney Harrison disappears. Adalys Thomas disappears. Tom Brady disappears. He's still around. He still rehabs. He still talks to Matt Cassel.
He did the Salvation Army party Tuesday night.
He did. But he was very clear. He wanted to, you know, they asked him, how you feeling? And he took that and went right into a well done by him as a politician. You know, it's like anything else. I live and die with this team. When we win, I feel good. When we lose, I don't. He ignored the whole injury and all that and just went with that answer. But he's a distraction. And I think at times, I don't know whether it's been said or not said, but you don't want him around if you're Bill Belichick.
Right.
This is the team we have to win with, and Tom Brady's not part of it right now.
You just don't want that constant reminder of what you don't have.
Right. And even in general, I think IR, there's an underlying in the league of everyone knows you can get hurt, but you don't want to be reminded of it on a regular basis. And I think there's a general sentiment of if you're hurt, you're forgotten. Come back next year. We'll love you. You're part of our organization, but right now you're not part of this team and this current group.
Yep. Tobias writes in, great show yesterday. Hilarious. Is it time to begin the shows with parental discretion is advised due to sexual content?
We were supposed to do that 6 months ago, but Fred hasn't gotten to it.
Yeah, I think we should do some type of statement to gender before each show.
Dan doesn't know how to do that.
You know, something like, you know, due to the something, something, parental discretion advised or something like that.
But I thought you wanted it to come on no matter when they listen. Podcast.
Yeah, whenever you turn on the show, no matter where you're turning it on, it's sort of a audio pre-roll, they call it.
Little 10-second something.
Tobias also asks, who are competing for Mayo for Defensive Rookie of the Year? Will it hurt his chances that he doesn't have any interceptions, forced fumbles, or sacks compared to someone like Chris Horton, who has 3 interceptions and a sack? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think he's going to win it, maybe unanimously.
Yeah.
I mean, Curtis Lofton is having a good year for the Falcons. I'm sure strippers would chime in with that. But he's a tackle guy, too. Trying to think a couple of the – there's a couple corners with, like, 3 picks. Oh, one of them's Sky this week, I believe, DRC. No one has across the board, like, 90 tackles, 3 sacks. There's no, like, widespread. Mayo is 8th in the league in tackles, I think.
I mean, obviously, if Mayo hadn't done well or they hadn't drafted him, they probably would have picked somebody up off the street to play inside linebacker. But really, think about it. What would this team be right now on defense without Jerod Mayo?
And I think he'll get some votes because of that.
Yeah.
The perception is the Patriots couldn't find a linebacker forever. It's a hard scheme. You can't just come in. Victor Hobson couldn't do it. Monty Beisel couldn't do it. And this rookie has come in and played virtually every snap and is a leader on the team. I really think he's going to run away with that award. As I said, maybe unanimously.
Let's see. Dave writes in, and he's from England, and he says, longtime supporter, listener, and subscriber to the paper, first-time emailer.
We don't get enough of those, subscribers to the paper. Well, we could use a few more of those.
Firstly, let me congratulate your subscription department for getting my PFW to me in England every week in plenty of time before the next game. I know
too
they
bad
have
she
had
can't some, do it in Brockton.
I know they've had some bad comments, but I can only say what a great job they do. They is Carol Hardy.
It's amazing.
I've been a Pats fan since the late 80s. In this game, I brought my 12-year-old daughter over for the Rams game. She loved it. Is now hooked and looking forward to the Wembley game. After listening to yesterday's show talking about the game in the UK, I thought I'd let you know what is happening with the UK Patriots fan club. They have come to an agreement with NFL UK to allow us to buy a block of tickets on the Patriots sideline before they go on sale to the general public. Bearing in mind last year there were over 500,000 applications for 80,000 tickets, this means that there will be a big block of UK Pats fans all sitting together and cheering the team. The only proviso is that you will have had to be a member before the announcement was made to stop people just joining to get around the official ticket process.
That's fair.
From all UK Patriots members, I'd like to thank all the guys that run the UK club for their hard work organizing road trips and sorting this out within days of the game being announced. As for you guys, I'd be lost without my weekly fix of PFW and have had many strange looks on airplanes whilst listening on my iPod when I suddenly laugh out loud. Keep up the good work. Merry Christmas. Favre sucks. Happy holidays to all. Favre sucks. That reminds a lot of people just outraged that he made the Pro Bowl. You know, I said that he should be booed in Honolulu. I also think we should throw human feces at him. So
you're going to fly out there to do it?
No. You know, I'm not going to go out there. I've never been to Hawaii.
I know. Now's your perfect opportunity. Yeah. You're rich.
No, but I think, you know, like the gorillas in the zoos, they sometimes do that to, you know, people. I think we should do that to Brett Favre.
I often thought you looked like a gorilla in a zoo.
You know.
You should do it.
I mean, it's really not his fault that he got voted in. You know.
Instead, we're just going to throw poo at him.
He should say one of those, you know, if nominated, I will not serve. If elected, that kind of thing. PFW in progress banner just given to me by Two Gender. We're all now have Santa hats on. You have an elf hat on. Oh, I have a Santa hat. The three of you have elf hats.
Because you're the leader.
You have a beard.
And Fred. I have a big beard, a big Santa beard. So very good. Very good. PFWinprogress.com.
Eric kind of looks like an elf. Like, if you were going to cast an elf for a movie, he kind of looks like
he's got pointy ears.
And a big nose, and he's, like, petite. He's got a little head and a little body.
Yeah.
He makes a good
Although
elf.
Although he is working out, I can tell.
He's been working out forever. He's changed nothing. He looks no different.
He's getting jacked.
You caught him on a day when he had three shirts and a sweater on.
Right. So he's looking bigger to me. I don't know.
You got a thing for
him? Maybe his head's shrinking. Because sometimes that happens.
Are you now attracted to Eric?
Eric Scalavino?
Scalavino.
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 Scal.
Paul writes in.
Our Paul?
No, this is Paul from London again. Yes, Paul from London.
Not our Paul. He's
just some random questions
play.
Today in a story I forgot about, and hopefully I can listen live again to reply to stuff. First question, did Andy wear the underwear?
Not yet. I forgot last night. But I am planning on putting it on and surprising Deidre.
Are you?
I am.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And asking her to squeeze my... I'll be able to say the word. I'm not comfortable saying it here like Paul. I mean, Fred does, but...
Second question, who has done the inappropriate thing to the cow? Andy, Paul, or Eric?
I think we've all stuck a finger in her.
Do each of you have someone for the draft that you like that isn't a top prospect, like Andy Studebaker last year?
Not yet.
Not yet. We haven't really started with our draft stuff yet.
I haven't checked in on Andy Studebaker. He was with the Eagles. Did he end up on IR?
I don't know.
I did fall in love with him.
We'll see. We haven't, you know, we obviously haven't got our film yet, and we really haven't gotten, we don't start with the draft until the season's over.
I am intrigued by the Florida guys.
Right.
This talk of the versatility and Bill looking for versatility on offense and Tebow and Harvin. And we obviously know the relationship. And apparently that didn't sour after the Chad Jackson experience. So I'm intrigued by keeping an eye on those Florida guys and what kind of interest Bill shows there.
But do you think this is going to be another case with Florida where the skills that they have in college don't translate to the pros?
Because
that's always been the thing with Florida. Now, more so than ever, because they have such a unique offense with such a unique quarterback. You know, the receivers aren't normally doing the same type of route running that you'd see in the NFL.
But the quarterback, I don't know. No one knows the answer to that. He is the great question mark. But I think Percy Harvin does enough things well as a running back, a slot receiver, variety of things with the ball in his hands. If you want to find a way to use him, if you believe his athleticism, just pure athleticism and speed, quickness are good enough, he's the kind of guy you'll get the ball in his hands. You'll have plays designed, you know, 4, 5, 6. It's like Kevin Falk. I mean, you find ways to get him involved with the offense. There's nothing Kevin Falk does in terms of flaring out of the backfield that Percy Harvin can't do. Now, whether he has the hands and the knack for making plays and the knack for making guys miss at the pro level that Kevin Falk does, I don't know. But I think in terms of what he brings to the table, he's not a pigeonhole type player. He's a pretty versatile player and can bring a lot to an offense. And you're seeing those roles grow. I mean, Chris Johnson was a guy last year. He's taken on a little bit more of a role as a almost an every down back, splitting it with Lendale White. But excuse me, he was drafted as a slot guy, third down back, versatility, speed. And Bill has talked about how those kinds of guys are becoming more valuable if they are good enough to make plays.
And also, what are the tiebreakers if the Pats went out? Chiefs beat Miami, and Miami beats the Jets. We would all be 4-2 in the division. We would all be 7-5 in the conference. Does it then come down to common opponents where we would win after going 4-0 against the NFC West?
I thought it came down. Is that the scenario? Paul and I were doing scenarios yesterday. I'm not sure if that's the one. One of them comes down to strength of victory. The teams you beat. And we get, because of our victory over Arizona, no. We had a strength of victory that we would win. And I think that might have been the scenario. But I told you, those I get really confused on those. Because yeah. I forget, you know, what you need to get to one. You forget if you checked off that. I need at least one more week. I need that NFL thing. You know that document they send us, the NFL PR department? And it's just an Excel spreadsheet with if this, then. Right. And it's just, I need one of those. Can you effort that?
Also, would we be worse off finishing fourth rather than sixth in conference terms as we would have to play Indy in their bandwagon early on in the playoffs?
Better off finishing
sixth instead of fourth.
Sixth?
Because if we're fourth, we're playing number five, right?
Right.
And five would be Indy automatically because they can't win their division.
Right.
So if we finish fourth by winning the AFC East, we would likely play Indy in the first round. Are we better off than, if not being sixth, if we were sixth, we would probably play the Broncos?
No. Five is going to play four.
Oh, five plays four.
And six plays three.
Six plays three.
So in all likelihood...
All right, we would probably
play
the Jets or
the
Dolphins.
The AFC East has a good chance to play the 4-5 game.
Right.
Six, then you'd play the Colts.
Yeah, I don't care. I think we can beat the Colts. Really. Either way, you'd be playing on the road, so that doesn't matter.
Wait a minute. The Colts are the 5 seed.
Right now, number one is Tennessee, right? Right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Number two is Pittsburgh.
Number three?
We don't know yet. Right now.
Oh, right. The AFC East division winner is going to be number three.
They're
going
to be number three.
Because they're going to have a better record than the Broncos.
That's right.
The Broncos are four.
Right.
So three plays six, which in all likelihood is going to be the AFC East playing the AFC East.
Right.
Or there's a good chance it could be that.
Right.
Whereas the Broncos are four, and they are going to play the Colts.
They probably play the Colts.
The Broncos will host the Colts and kill them. I mean, the Colts will kill the Broncos.
In Denver. Yeah.
So, no, I think your best – well, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're either going to be the three of the six in all likelihood.
Right.
Because the Broncos are going to have the worst record of a division winner, and the Colts are going to have the best record of a wild card.
Right.
So you're 3-6.
Yep.
Which means there's – Baltimore can wiggle in there, but there's a good chance that the Jets, Dolphins, and Patriots are 3-6 somehow.
Yep.
See, but this is what happens, though. You start talking about it, and you start confusing yourself.
Now for a random story, says Paul. I went horse racing. I wasn't riding any horses before Annie makes a joke. And in the last race,
I
bet on two
you?
Horses that caught my eye. The first was called Dr. Hart.
Hey!
And it was an outsider in the betting.
Did it
win? The second horse was called Eric's Lad.
And he does say lad.
Yeah. Dr. Hart fell early on in a typical Andy way of not caring. But Eric's Lad won me some money by being third. So PFW is good for everything, sports, gay jokes, inflatable cows, and betting.
Well done, Eric's Lad. Why did Mr. Hart have to fall early?
Oh, I don't know. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482.
He looks all over the room.
That was the first time he didn't look at the number.
Not the first time he didn't speak directly into the mic while saying it, though.
I could take a nap. Brian in Baltimore. Hey, guys and gal. Well, he's not here yet.
True. Let me give a quick update before you get to Brian in Baltimore.
All right. You got an update?
Andy Studebaker has one solo tackle on the season.
So you fell in love with him.
Well, I mean, Division II? He's a developmental prospect. When I fall in love with guys, you will read the name Andy Studebaker and success over the next couple of years. Let's disregard the Chad Jackson era.
Okay.
What are you gnawing over there?
I'm eating a cookie.
Jesus.
Yesterday's show, this is Brian from Baltimore, was pretty funny. Great work with the gifts, Cormac. Fred, I believe Asante Samuel has made Pro Bowls in both conferences now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, now he has. Yeah.
We dropped the ball yesterday. I don't know how we...
There were a ton of them.
And a ton of Patriots.
Yeah.
Notable that we should have had right off the top of our heads. We pooped ourselves.
Anyway, which playoff team would the Pats match up best against if they made it through the divisional round?
Miami.
Titans, Steelers, or Colts? I'm thinking the Titans. Right now, they are struggling on offense with a subpar passing game, and with the defensive injuries the Titans have suffered, they don't scare me at all. Would that type of win against the Tennessee team be bigger than in 06 when the Pats went into San Diego for the divisional playoff? I don't think so.
That would be a big win.
Yeah, any win on the road in the playoffs is huge.
I agree with the line of thinking. You want the worst sort of passing game against this secondary, and this when healthy, if Warren and Wilfork can play, you've shown the ability to stop the run, and that's what they do. They're going to run, throw a little bit, play defense. While I don't know that you say, okay, we win the battle against that defense, I think we've come to the point where we feel pretty good about this offense. I mean, even the first half against the Steelers, you were playing with the Steelers until it all came crashing down in the second. And I'm not sure that the Titans have the same sort of pressure-based defense that the Steelers have in terms of forcing turnovers on Matt Castle. So I do think in terms of those three teams, that would be a pretty good matchup. Now, that would be a big win. That would be bigger than the San Diego win.
Okay.
The San Diego win gets the boost because of the way it happened, I think. the undermanned team with no receivers, and Troy Brown makes this miraculous play as only Troy can. But I think if you, Matt Cassel, lead your Patriots into Tennessee, a team that not long ago was fighting to go undefeated throughout the season, that's a good victory.
And now that you've had two Pro Bowlers of the show, yes, Cassel should have been a Pro Bowler. You've been playing those Cassel and Welker drops with them ragging on each other. What was the date of that show, and is it available on the archives list on pfwinprogress.com? I'd like to listen to that one if I could. And who is updating the listener map on the PFW website? I sent in my info last week, and so far nothing is up. I'm guessing Two Gender took this job over from Gary.
Well, no, we have no actual ties to that website. We appreciate the website and help them out, but...
Yeah, that's not us.
That's James and Paul and all the boys over there.
Right.
And by the way, who did you want your face on? Because if you vote for Andy, I can try to expedite the process. Otherwise, go screw yourself.
The Cassel Welker show was, I believe, April 9th, sometime in the beginning of April.
Is that available on Patriots.com?
I'm not sure.
Okay, we need to figure that out.
By we, you mean you, the executive director of New Media?
Andrew, in Ukraine, this is interesting. If the Giants lose the next two, not unlikely, against Minnesota, who creamed them last year, and the surging Panthers, and if Minnesota also beats Atlanta, the Giants would be the number three seed, as they would lose the head-to-head tiebreakers with both Minnesota and Carolina. They would then likely host Tampa Bay, Dallas, or the Eagles. Can you say first-round exit? Yeah, so a lot seems to be changing for the Giants toward the end of the season here. It's different than last year.
Kind of going the other way.
Right. They were surging last year. This year they're kind of regressing a little bit. So.
Did you see the interesting note in Dan Shaughnessy's, you know, picking up the pieces or whatever column this morning about he was praising a book about Ernie Accorsi, and part of that he was talking about was Tom Coughlin's dealings with Plaxico Burress and complaining that he was having a hard time with him and said, well, if you don't want to coach these kind of guys, go coach at Holy Cross.
Right.
Because if you're in the NFL, you're going to deal with egos and punks and jerks. And I thought that was pretty
It's also
interesting
Ernie Accorsi trying to make himself look smart, you know.
I understand all of that, but it's true. If you don't want to be an NFL coach and deal with all the crap that comes with it, don't be an NFL coach. You want a bunch of choir boys, go coach a choir.
But that guy specifically, it's came out in the end. Now he's gone.
He's always been a prima donna dink.
Somebody's at the door.
Hey, this is Brian Morey from the Hall at Patriot Place. Now it's time for smartass Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's word.
Maybe Brian Morey should spend a little more time keeping the museum open rather than doing these stupid sound bites for Patriots.com Radio.
Presented by Raytheon.
That's true, presented by Raytheon. Dan, you made me laugh out loud once again, although this may very well be the dumbest one we've ever said on the air here. Courtesy of the Arizona Cardinals, it's the Arizona speed bump. That's the Arizona speed bump. And the definition is, after you have intercourse with a female, you run her over with your car.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's terrible. What does it have to do with Arizona?
Well, wasn't there a case of a woman who ran her ex-husband or husband over?
I'm sure there's been a million cases of that.
Yeah, that might have come from Arizona.
Pretty sure that's happened in every state in the union.
Could have been John and Cindy McCain. What? Anyway.
When did they ever run each other over?
When did they ever have intercourse?
That would be a terrible waste. She's not bad for an older lady. Would you? You're a little yes or no?
Yeah, I probably would. You know.
How about the soon-to-be first lady?
Soon-to-be first lady. No.
I don't know her first name, so I can't
tell. No, no.
No, really?
No.
Interesting.
Let's see. DeWan says, what's up, guys? It's been a while since I've written in, but just a few comments. Matt Cassel turned out to be a better quarterback replacement than anybody probably thought.
Yep.
What are the chances of Cassel returning to the Patriots? Should we keep him just in case because he's proven to be an NFL quarterback or has his stock shot up too high?
Too high.
Too high.
I mean, we had that Pat Kerwin story in our paper last week, Patriots Football Weekly, where he said, talking to other people, the league perception was he developed over the course of this short span this season from good backup to Matt Schaub, where you're talking $40 million or $30-something million.
Right.
Now he's Aaron Rodgers, projected long-term starter, and you're talking potentially $60 million total contract. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Colts versus Patriots. Tight end Thomas blew our chances in the game against the Colts due to a stupid 15-yard penalty that put us out of field goal range for a potential tie or the go-ahead score. I knew this game was going to haunt us. As a Patriots fan, truthfully, the only team that brings me a little fear is the Colts. When they go on a streak, they are close to unstoppable, even though I hate them. The way the Colts started off, they shouldn't even be in the wild card race. Texans blew their game against the Colts, too. How upsetting was that Jets-Bills game? I couldn't believe what happened, that it happened that quick. If the Bills would have held on to win, what would have been our chances to go to the playoffs? What has to happen for the Patriots to make the playoffs? And finally, if the Patriots can get into the playoffs, I must say I like our chances to do well because no one expected us to be in the hunt. So I don't know if that has anything
I'll
to do with
it. I'll pull up Bill Belichick. I mean, it's about who executes on the field on Sunday.
But we've been talking about the playoffs, so I'm sure you've heard that since you sent your email in. So we won't go over that again. But
you want to eat my salad?
Also, speaking of eating salad, Eric's here. And once again, he comes equipped with orange.
He's juicing. That's why he's getting bigger.
Why were you juicing.
I think there's vodka in there.
Actual juicing. Why are we talking about
eating
salad?
Now, did you stop
at
the convenience store to get that?
This morning, yes.
And you've been carried around in your pocket all day?
No, I carried it around.
No, that's not a juice in his pocket.
Oy. No, I carried it when I came down to practice. Just happy to see the cow.
So,
did Paul take that home, by the way?
You
no,
look
it's
cold.
Over there looking at you.
You look cold, Eric.
Yeah, it's chilly out.
And they're outside.
Very chilly. Yeah, they're on the lower practice fields.
So they're not in the bowl today?
Not today.
No?
No. They're outside on the field. Same three as yesterday who were not in attendance.
Tyson Devery.
No, he was there. Yeah, he was there.
Jimmy Sanders one.
Jimmy Sanders.
Me.
Matt Light, Teddy Bruschi. Everyone else was present and accounted for.
Okay.
Because I know in clips today it said Merriweather a godsend to the New England secondary, but I'd like to have James Sanders on the field to stop plays and make tackles.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to pretend he'd cover Bolden and Fitzgerald, but I think some of the times when they catch it at 20 yards, he'd tackle him for 21. Instead of Merriweather bouncing off and let him go 70.
Well, because, I think he actually tackles with his arms, right?
Yes. He
holds on. He uses proper form.
All-time leading tackle in the history of Fresno State.
Oh, really? Didn't know that.
Little known fact.
So what's the mood out there, Eric?
It seemed to be upbeat. I mean, it was a little frigid, so guys weren't really joking around as much as usual. I think they were a little more concerned with staying warm. But a lot of people with, extra layers, hoods over there, underneath the helmet.
Did Bill have the big, poofy, shiny coat on?
I didn't really notice Bill. I wasn't really looking for him either, so... but he didn't have anything that made him stand out.
He's just the greatest coach in the history of the game. You might have wanted to see if he was there.
They'll be fine, I'm sure.
I didn't check.
But, it seems they just, just very chill. I think everyone was more concerned about the cold than
anything
else.
Yeah. Are you ready for the snowstorm tomorrow?
Yes, love it. Bring it on.
You love it.
I love the snow, especially this time of year. The more the better.
Well, it's better than in June, but yeah.
Spoken like a man who doesn't have a long driveway.
No, I have a snowblower.
Not surprised.
I do have a large. I have a large.
You like to blow a lot of things.
Now,
speaking of which, I have issues with you, by the way,
because
I heard
he's talking to me now.
I heard you were making some disparaging remarks about me while I was away last week and not on the show. I don't know. A little birdie with a really large head may have said something to me about that.
What did he say? Now I forgot.
I mean, you're off.
I'm not going to repeat them.
What?
What was I saying that you told Eric that I said?
I don't recall.
It had to do with the presents that we were going to get, and you were speculating on what they might be. And
D-I-L-D.
And Fred actually got one that
the reason you got it rhymes with ildo.
Stay tuned, you'll hear it.
No, we were just saying what would be funny for
each
of us to get.
Right.
And that would be funny if you got that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you said funny or appropriate.
The things I heard, though, weren't very funny.
I mean,
here's what PFW in Progress would sound like if we had a bleep button.
Wouldn't it be funny if you bought him like a full-size
See, can't say that.
I can't. That's not good.
I love when he looks at Dan. Like, Dan's going to actually say, no, Fred, you can't say
You don't have the rules in there?
12-year-old clown behind the glass.
Can I get a list of words? I thought that was okay.
You thought that was okay, did you?
I did.
Come on, guys. You know you can't say on Patriots.com radio, and you call yourselves professionals.
I don't think we've ever called ourselves that.
Right.
He almost said they there.
So there it is. Is that what you were? Is that what you were talking about?
That might have been one of them. I heard
you bleeped
maybe
out
a couple
too much
things.
Of it though. You can almost not even tell what
the
word is.
Andy couldn't wait. Oh, you should have heard what Fred said.
Yeah,
right? I don't think I did.
Is that how it
came
works?
Up in conversation?
It was kind of breathless. Yeah,
we were talking about the show and how it was a good week without Eric and all that.
So he was talking about.
All right. So Eric's bent out of shape.
I'm a little upset at you, Fred.
Used to be bent over.
So, well, look, you got yourself a nice little book on Egypt.
Yeah, very nice.
And a fairy writing pad.
How'd that go last night? You bring your fairy home with you?
No.
Eric's just disgusted. He's just disgusted.
Where's Barillo today, by the way?
Ah, that's another story. He had a
He was absent from practice, too.
He had a Christmas pageant that he had to go to with Will.
What time was that?
Well, that's the thing.
We don't know what time it is?
But I'll be working at home afterwards. That's what he tells me.
Famous last words. I've used that phrase a time or two.
You lying your ass off.
Well, tomorrow might have been more legitimate because of the snow.
I think there's
coming.
A chance we don't see him again tomorrow. I think he takes an extra couple days here. Oh, Fred, it's
maybe he's
snow.
Hibernating.
You know, I got to report this stuff now, guys. I mean, these are starting freebies. These
I
are
agree.
Vacation things.
Fireable offense.
No, not fireable, but you get
for
credited
office.
For it, you know?
I'm looking for an office. Yeah,
they're all over my case now. Yeah.
They're asleep at the wheel.
They told me I'm too lax with you guys.
You call over there to ask a question, and they have no idea what's going on.
You know,
I wanted to ask about dependent care and how that works. I don't know.
They're monitoring us.
We think you're the best boss we've ever had.
Well, that's why, because I'm too lax.
No, it has nothing to do with being lax.
I'm like that teacher that
teaches
musical poetry in high school, and everybody gets an A, and everyone loves him because he's so easy.
No, it has nothing to do with being easy, Fred. It's you make the environment fun. Work should be fun. The best teachers you ever had.
We get the job done, don't we? That's the bottom line. Get the job done.
Exactly. And the best teachers you ever had were the ones whose classes you had the most fun in. Am I right?
Usually it's the teacher and the subject matter. You enjoy the subject matter, so you
like it. Usually the teacher
makes you enjoy it. I mean, I never really had a math teacher I liked because I hated math.
But if you had a great teacher, you would have remembered it and really loved it.
Maybe. I guess I never did then.
Right.
You know?
That's the whole point. Most people hate their jobs because, A, they don't like what they're doing, and they don't like the person who's in charge. We like both.
That's nice.
HR shouldn't be mad about that. They should try
mind
to promote that.
Mind their own damn business and do a little research so when I call about dependent care, they got the answer.
Maybe they should. Oh, Jesus. Maybe they should try to promote that feeling throughout the organization instead of trying to squash it. Just a suggestion.
Let's see. Scott from Atlanta. Two questions, if you haven't already. What are your thoughts on Asmoga? What's his name? How do you say
Asamoah.
It? Asamoah.
Which I thought it was Asamoah, but I picked up in Oakland the Moah.
Moah.
I like it.
In a report that
like
the Patriots are interested in him, he is a free agent next year. In your opinion, what are the chances he lands in Foxborough? Sure would like to see Asamoah on the back of a Patriot jersey.
I think he's good. I don't think he's great. I don't think the difference.
He's not as good as he's. They claim that he is. He's just compared to everyone else in Oakland.
Well, compared to Asante Samuel, how would you rate him?
See, I would rate him below because I think Asante, first of all, I knew what he was here. So in terms of being a Patriot, he gets the benefit of the doubt. And second of all, I think he's more of a playmaker. Asamoah had 1 year where he had 8 interceptions.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Samuel has proven to me now over the course of 3 seasons that he can make some plays.
How would you compare him to Terrence Newman?
Better.
Asamoah.
I think he's better.
Better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take him.
He's big, which is hard to find, but I'm still not so sure he's a playmaker, and I'm not sure he's great. I think he's very good.
But under the tutelage of a Bill Belichick defense.
But I still go back to, you're going to have to pay him like you would have had to pay Asante Samuel, and he worked here.
More importantly, how would you rate him versus the defensive backs we have now?
Oh, a million times
I'd say as far as a cover corner, he'd be the number one.
I
think that went without saying.
I would agree with that. And as such, I would think you would try to make a run at a guy like that.
Yeah, but you might not have to pay him.
Maybe, but.
Is this another one of those admissions where, maybe we should have paid Branch. We'll go out and get Welker and Moss. Maybe we should have paid Samuel. We'll go out and get Asamoah.
Yeah, well, maybe.
But I want Samuel back. He worked here.
But it worked out great when they got Welker and Moss, didn't it?
Yeah, this time it'll fall on its face. Well, I say if Asamoah comes here, you're saying, whoa, that guy got $45 million? He stinks.
Tara, pizza with a smile, Bertrand. Now it's time for this week's Qdoba question of the week.
Oh, that's right. It's time for you to call in right now, 508-543-7482, for today's Qdoba question of the week. So we'll wait for the phone to ring. Is the phone ringing?
Maybe Tara will call because she called in sick today, I believe. She wasn't here to tape the press conference.
So 508-543-7482. Call in right now. We'll ask you a question. If you get the answer, you'll win a 20-person buffet courtesy of Qdoba. You can pick it up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba restaurant. It's great for tailgate. It's great for
parties.
Super Bowl party. You know, whatever.
New Year's Day party, bowl game parties, Christmas parties.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. It'd be great. So, actually, I see Dan on the phone right now. Someone is calling in.
Paul.
Yeah.
We have someone, Dan.
I get it.
Justin from Ipswich.
Justin from Ipswich, home of the fried clam. Justin, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Have you been to Woodman's?
I have, yeah. Prefer the clam box.
You prefer the clam box, really?
Yes, I do.
Okay, why
easy,
is that?
Easy, Andy. Easy.
Why is that?
I hate a box that smells like a clam.
No.
Come on, you could go anyway with that.
What puts the clam box ahead of Woodman's, in your opinion?
It's Woodman's. Actually closer to me, and, you know, price-wise, they allow you to BYOB.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I'm half Irish, so Andy can, nice. You know, you can have a field day with that.
Yeah.
Plus, you're heterosexual.
One thing I like about Woodman's, though, man, the beer at Woodman's is ice cold.
Why do they?
It is. It's good. Yeah. It's all the way in Essex, though.
I can see
the farther drive.
BYOB at like you go to a friend's party or something, and he's like, oh, you know, BYOB. But at a restaurant,
well, you remember the no name restaurant in Boston? Remember the no name?
No.
That was a place where you could bring your own booze, and people would stand on line with six packs of beer. And
a lot of times, isn't it small places that also can't afford a liquor license or can't go through the?
Well, you still need a special license to have BYOB. You can't just have people walking around with booze.
I understand why they do it, but
strip clubs.
I don't understand why anyone would want to go to a place like. Don't you want to go out?
Yeah, but you save money. You can bring a nice bottle of wine. You hand it to them, then they take it in the back, and then they serve you. So it's like you bought the bottle of wine, but you paid half as much.
I suppose. I don't know. Have you ever been to one of those where you had to do that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
When I went to school in Florida, the bars would close at 3. But at 3 o'clock, the bottle bars would open up. Mm-hmm. They couldn't. You'd have to bring your own bottle, and they'd literally give you a locker, and you keep your bottle in the locker, and you pay a buck for the setup, so the juice or with tonic water. And these bars would stay open until 8 in the morning. And the one we used to go to was called the Thirsty Turtle.
That's Thirsty, yeah.
Thirsty Turtle.
Clam boxes, Thirsty Turtle.
All right,
turtle.
So we got to get to the question.
Yes, I have
question?
It. I have it.
Okay, you ready, Justin?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, the Urban Dictionary words from both Tuesday and Wednesday had the same words in common. What were those words from repetitive Daniel Twogender?
Oh, goodness.
It also wakes you up in the morning.
Well, alarm clock.
Yay! We keep our streak alive.
Yep, the streak continues.
All right, Justin from Ipswich, if you stay in the line, hopefully Twogender will hook you up and get your information and tell you how to redeem your 20-person buffet from any Massachusetts participating Qdoba.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Justin from Ipswich.
Thanks
all right,
for the clam talk.
Very good.
It is funny, though. Woodman's and clam box. You prefer a box or wood?
Well, Woodman's is the place that invented the fried clam. That's the first place that ever served a fried clam.
My guess is there's someone out there who would dispute that.
Well, no one ever has.
In the world.
In the world.
Strippers, find me somebody who believes they beat the, what is it?
Woodman's and Ipswich.
Woodman's, no, they're
those
in
things,
Essex.
Oh, Essex. Those things are never definitive because someone always claims they did it 2 years earlier.
But no one ever has. I guess, you know, there's not a big thing about fried clams, but if you like fried clams, it's delicious up there.
I don't even where is that?
Essex.
Where's that?
North Shore.
Gloucester?
Up by Gloucester.
Gloucester. We're big up that way. Newburyport 1-1, Ipswich now. We're big up there.
You never had one, Eric?
It's seafood, Fred.
You don't like seafood?
And it's pretty seafoody.
What about lobster? You like lobster?
I refuse to continue with this line
of
questioning.
What the hell are you doing?
As we've done it 7 million times before.
When's the last time you had seafood?
Too soon.
What turns your stomach more, women or seafood?
To him, it's the same.
No, it's not the same. Been fortunate in that regard.
The clam box. It's a good name.
All right.
They should have shirts. I wonder if they do. I tasted the clam box.
Scott also has another question. Why is it that under the Patriot Podcast on iTunes, everything is on there everything is on there, including the EEI Monday and Friday stuff, but Bill's weekly Monday-Friday press conference are not. Not the post game they are typically on there. Can we get those added? I thought they were.
They're supposed to be Ferreira.
Ferreira sucks. Merry Christmas.
I think if you go, I'm pretty sure I've seen them there, but we'll have to get a ruling from Chris Ferreira. Happy holidays to all Far Sucks.
I smell an excuse.
On the phone right now is Steven from Oregon. Steven, how you doing?
Fred, I'm doing good. You sound like you got a cold today.
No. How are the kids?
Well, you know, they're all good there. Hey, I was listening to the podcast from last week, and you were wanting to know what the cool gifts were for Christmas when I called you next time, I heard.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, we just ask them what they want, and see and just kind of go from there. The 16-year-old, he doesn't really want anything. He's got his music player. He's got his computer. He's got his he's got his cell phone. And, you know, he's pretty happy and content. So, you know, we just got him some fun stuff. But as they get older, like 18, 20, and they move out and stuff like that, they get back more into the practical stuff, like, oh, can I get some clothes? Can I get some gift cards, some cash? Right. You know.
What about the youngins? What about the
young ones? They're still into the 11-year-old. She really wants a cell phone so bad. You know, last year she got a an MP3 player, and this year she wants a cell phone. But
so is she getting?
She really can't. We've got one for her, but we don't know if we're going to give it to her now or make her wait 6 months for Christmas.
Well, I have a question for you, Steve.
6 months for Christmas?
Why does any kid...
I mean, 6 months for her birthday.
Why does any kid that age need a cell phone?
They don't.
That's what, you know...
Eric, it's different now.
Her friends at church, she goes, oh, this friend has a cell phone. I can call them. And I'm like, why do they have a cell phone? I guess, I don't know. We homeschool our kids, so I don't really see too much of a need for my children to have cell phones
at that early age.
They're not really out. I don't really feel like they're in any particular danger at all. So
every generation kind of has their own thing. Like, you know, now this you could say, why does an 11-year-old need a cell phone? Back in my day, it was, why does an 11-year-old need condoms? We just needed them. You know, don't ask questions.
Good, Fred, good. You know, and then the 14-month-old, he's just asking for a box. You know what he really likes? He likes to throw things on the floor, like lids and stuff, and watch them twirl around until they're all done.
That's not bad. That's a good pastime.
That is his favorite thing to do. You know, so we give him all the Tupperware lids, and they're all over the house.
That's funny, Steve, because that's funny you mention that, because that's Andy's favorite thing to do, too. Now.
Nice. Hey, I got something funny for you guys to go to. It's a great website. It's called gotchabox.com. Check it out. You'll get a couple of laughs out of it.
Gotchabox.com?
Andy, it's clean, okay?
I was going to say, we're getting a laugh out of it already.
Right. Not that kind of box there, pal. But, hey, I got a question about Welker and his touchdown last week.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering, you know, usually, you know, he's a pretty smart player, and he doesn't necessarily take all the big hits. He gets out of bounds. He goes down so he doesn't get crushed.
You're never going to catch me.
So I really felt like he fought for that touchdown.
He did.
Not that
it's
much
his first
fight,
one.
But it's like,
second one.
I felt like he's like, I need a touchdown. I got to get another touchdown to my credit. And he just kind of barreled his way in. I don't know.
Well, no, he avoids the hit in the middle of the field and on the sideline. But when the goal line's in sight, you do everything you can to get over it.
I give him enough credit as a player. He understands where the first down marker is, where the goal line is, how important those things are. I think Fred's right. When it's in the middle of the field or it's at the end of a play, sometimes he's very, very intelligent about getting down and avoiding contact. But, you know, he's a pretty competitive guy, and when he needs to get a certain goal, he's going to get there.
And he hasn't had, like Fred said, he hasn't had hardly any this year. That was only his second one. So, you know, you get that close.
He's also had a tough season in terms of avoiding the hits. Yeah. I mean, it started in the preseason when he had that punt return and had the rib injury that knocked him out for at least one game, maybe a couple.
Yeah.
And obviously the big one in Miami, the big one against Pittsburgh. I think this one looked worse than it was. I don't think it had the effects.
Yeah,
that,
from the other angle, it didn't look as bad as.
Yeah.
From,
and he bounced up from that one.
And he jumped up. But he's physical. He sprung Kevin Falk on Falk's touchdown earlier with a nice block over the middle to take out a linebacker or a safety. You know, I think he does a pretty good job avoiding it, but it's not the first thing in his mind. I think he starts as a football player, and, you know, protecting himself kind of falls in line after that.
Yeah, I mean, with what he does and all the toughness he has, he needs to, make sure he takes as little hits as possible and avoid them when he can, because, you know, I think that'll definitely make him last a little bit longer.
Yeah, I still, with his size and the hits he does take, I don't think he's going to get to Fred's prediction of 7 straight years with 100 catches.
Wow, you know, I'd be, you know, I don't know.
I'll take half that.
I'll take whatever he can give us, let's find another guy after that guy goes down, and, let's just keep moving on every time, you know. And is what Belichick does for us.
And
that's always nice.
And Paul thinks that's easy because he thinks Welker's just loose change. You can replace him with pretty much anybody out there in football.
Yes, I've heard those arguments over the last week or so.
Yeah, Paul's not here to defend himself because he took the day off for a Christmas pageant.
If you guys want to get a treat, you should go to the horse track and watch Wes Welker jockey.
What's that?
The camcorder incident,
camcorder incident where he's taping in HD for that, you know, 18 minutes that it lasts.
Hey, but at least it'll look good.
Yeah, it'll look good.
All right.
Fraud. I want to see that tape.
Steven from Oregon, thanks for calling in.
See you guys later. Bye.
Okay. See you, Steven.
Kamani writes in
Eric.
He says you're going to have to do something about Eric. He claims that PFW is the show of note for the Patriots.
Record, of record.
And he used to beg and plead to stay on the show when you threatened to ban him.
Now he never
comes. You can't even get a hold of him when you need him. He walks in whenever he feels like it, and his arrogance is at an all-time high. Why is this? I'll tell you why.
I don't know about
it's that. It's that other show he does after PFW. He's treated a little more seriously there. Now he thinks like he's some type of analyst. He's neglecting.
Now he fancies himself an analyst.
He's neglecting the person that put him on the air in the first place. That's you, Fred. Don't let him get away with it. You brought him into this organization. You can take him out.
Okay, fine, Kamani. We just won't go to practice anymore. Won't give you any practice updates. That's how you want it. Yep, you're all set. Way to go, chump.
Talk to you later. Since you're clearly friends with Kamani, there's some relationship here.
I'll see you at home.
Philip says he downloaded the Pat's calendar of Facebook, then his Facebook crashed.
We're 0 for 3 on this new app. Is this the...
You trying to get a Facebook page, Andy?
Well, you don't really doubt... You use it from Facebook.
There's this new app on Patriots.com, the calendar that that guy's been sitting there, Chris Ferrer's been working on. People have been putting weeks and weeks of work here, and they unveiled it today, and it's blowing everybody's computer up.
Long-time listener going on 7 years. I emailed once when the audience was asked to write in about the worst and best play by... play personalities on TV. We all agreed Joe Theismann sucked and Phil Simms was one of the better ones among many others. Anyway, I downloaded the calendar app to my Facebook page with no problems. Merry Christmas, Michael in Atlanta. So there's somebody
so we have
who
one.
Had
one.
Success.
One.
So I'm trying to download it. It says access denied.
That's because it doesn't want people like you downloading it. You have too much hair gel.
My guess is Chris Ferrer is upstairs, red, uncomfortable, like scrambling,
stuttering around.
Maybe they're getting swamped.
You weren't prepared? We're the Patriots. We're a pretty popular team. When you announce you have something new and cool, don't you expect people to try to use it? Oh, is there like a 50-person limit?
All right.
Now it works.
Now it works, he says. Okay. All right.
That could have been an internal problem, too, Jenner. Maybe not enough bandwidth.
Okay, so...
better FDP it next time, ASAP.
We PDF that before you print it.
We need to take a break, and when we come back, it's time to go around the NFL.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
The New England Revolution have the perfect shopping plan to avoid crowded malls and long lines during this hectic holiday season.
Oh, what a save, Reese, again!
This year, get everyone on your list the Revolution Holiday Pack. With the Revolution Holiday Pack, you'll skip the lines and they'll get tickets to four soccer matches of their choice. And they'll get to pick their seats before tickets go on sale to the general public. Plus, they'll receive a limited edition, full-color 2009 Revolution wall calendar featuring their favorite players. We know managing the holiday budget is more important than ever, and that's why the Revolution Holiday Packs start at just $76. We even offer flexible payment plans. You can pay $25 now and the rest in 09. Get your holiday shopping done quickly and easy by ordering the New England Revolution Holiday Pack. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net and give the gift of Revolution Soccer. Pride.
Knockdown, it's loose.
Passion.
And it's in.
Revolution.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it. And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
I had a story of something that happened to me in Seattle. I had a problem in the press box bathroom. Before the game, I went in to, you know, do my business and realized there was no toilet paper. And there's only one stall, so it's not like you could even ask for help. I peeked out and there was no one in there. So I ran out with my pants down around my knees. I've got one hand holding up my pants, but waving my hand in front of the hand dispenser. That wasn't working. Then I saw this, like, kind of work pylon. And on top of it, sure enough, were three rolls of toilet paper. The problem is, it was right by the door. So if I went for that and someone opened the door, I was screwed. But I did it, and I went for it, I grabbed it, and I ran back to the bathroom, and I made it.
Oh, no one came in?
No. Oh. Nobody came in.
Would have been much better had someone come in.
Yeah, but it was harrowing. All right, yes, that's a true story.
Oh.
Okay.
So that was on one of those magical shows I missed last week.
You miss a lot. A lot.
Well, one of us had to be out there.
We have great
stuff.
Shows when you're not here.
Well, the practice starts at 12:55. We start at 12, you know.
No, he's talking about last week.
Talking about last week when we were.
Oh, last week. Yeah. Well, you could have called in.
I would have missed working if I had done that.
You would have missed breakfast. Look at.
All right. Time to go around the NFL. We don't know how we did last week. Oh, you've got it.
I have this week's line. I don't have
No. I'm talking
results.
About our records and stuff like that.
I thought you said you had those.
Calls. No, Paul has everything.
Fred did great. Andy sucks.
You suck.
Is that right? Okay.
Paul. Yeah, you got Paul's cell phone?
I think I did have a good week.
You got Paul's cell phone number? Give two gender
I
Paul's
think
cell
I might
have
lost three games.
You always have a good week. You're the lucky.
Yeah, you've had a good week every week.
I've been losing lately.
You've had a lucky year.
I mean, I haven't had losing records, but you guys have been beating me lately.
You've had a lucky year.
Yeah, we should try to call Paul now. Maybe it's in the middle of that.
The intermission on the 7-hour.
No, maybe it's in the middle of it. That would be even funnier if he has to try to answer the call and it's upsetting the
whole
would.
If it was his brother calling, he'd pick it up.
Yeah. Northeastern?
Talk about Northeastern.
What's it like in the third period now?
Right.
Wait a minute. Will's coming out. All right. Let's talk about the power play for the Northeastern Huskies.
It is awkward when he gets those calls.
Yeah.
We're usually Saturday night on the road having dinner and. Oh, well, what happened in the third period? Did Smith?
He gets worked up.
How did the Smith power play go? Yeah, he's a good little player. Right? You know, he's going to be okay in a couple years.
Huskies managed to blow another fourth quarter lead.
Well, the last time we were in California, we had to go over and summon Paul to go to somewhere. We had to go, and he was like, all right, just come by my room when you guys are ready. So we knock on the door, and all we hear on the other side of the door is this yelling. And I'm like, this heated conversation. And he finally opens the door after a couple of minutes, and he's still on the phone, and he's yelling at this person. Finally, he's like, I got to go. He hangs up. We're like, who was that? He was like, that was Rich. We were talking about the Huskies. I was like, oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
I got all these paper cuts on my hand. I have no idea how they got there.
Paper, probably?
No, it's like right there on my finger. I don't know what happened.
Counting your money again?
Oh.
It's weird.
I don't know. I wasn't with you. I mean...
All right.
I don't know where your hand's been.
All right, so we don't know how we did last week because Paul's not here.
You know where you got those from the toilet paper in Seattle?
Yeah.
Could be.
Maybe you just used your hand.
Oh,
rough.
Oh.
But I'm assuming that I won because I had a feeling that I was having a good week. I don't know about the spread, though. I don't keep track of that.
Well, I have the newspaper results. That's all I have.
Well, we don't do that. That's not this show.
I'm just saying, if you wanted any sort of results,
I don't care about that.
The show is PFW.
The listeners don't care about that. They care about how we did on this show, so we'll have to wait till Paul gets
I'd like the listeners to start caring a little more about
the paper.
Do you
have Paul's number, two gender?
Maybe buy a couple more of those. You have it.
Actually, I think I do have it.
I can get you Paul's number.
Give it to Paul. Give it to two gender to call him.
Let me look on my iPhone.
It doesn't work.
I'll get mine out.
Yeah, why don't you get a regular phone out that actually works?
The iPhone is fantastic.
Of course, my phone is notorious for not getting service in this building. Every other stadium in the league, I can
Fred's
get
phone
it.
Is notorious for not getting service anywhere
okay.
on the planet.
Hold on. I don't want to say this over.
Just write it. Yeah, there you go.
What is it?
The mobile one.
The mobile one.
The mobile phone.
Call home if you need to, too. Write that one down. Because he very well could be at home. I mean.
Yeah. I think he has a special number that just goes right to his couch.
The couch phone.
Yeah. All right, so let's start this off. If we get Paul, we'll interrupt and we'll talk about last week's record. Tonight,
yep.
Indianapolis travels to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. What's the number?
The road Colts are 6-point favorites.
6-point favorites against Jacksonville. Andy,
I'll take the Colts to win and cover. I know. They're in a streak. They haven't all been easy. They haven't all been pretty, but they continue to roll, and I think they will roll over a Jags team that has packed it in late in the year and has no interest in winning.
Okay.
I agree with that philosophy. I'm going to go with the Colts big, too. They know that the playoffs are on the line and seeding and whatnot,
yeah.
And the Jaguars don't have anything to play for, so I think the Colts will win.
Although there's injuries. Adai and Sanders both may not play.
And yeah. Harrison.
And Harrison.
Harrison didn't even make the trip.
So
Harrison really hasn't been a...
He's got a hammy.
He's on the backside.
Oh, he had a good game last week.
He did have a good game, but...
He's on the backside.
I mean,
Reggie
most
Wayne,
part this season, yeah.
As the Pro Bowl shows, yeah. He's now their guy.
Dallas Clark should have made the Pro Bowl.
Dallas Clark sucks.
He's probably one of the better tight ends in the AFC.
He sucks.
That doesn't say much, but he is.
When I watch him, he stinks. He drops a lot of balls. He's not good.
What about you, Eric? Did you already make your pick?
Yeah, I said Colts both ways.
The Colts will win, but they won't cover. Del Rio gives the pregame talk. Both teams know each other very well. In the past, Jacksonville has given the Colts trouble when they least expect it. I think this is one of those times. Indy pulls it off, but they don't cover. Baltimore against Dallas, Saturday night. Now, mm-hmm. This is the beginning of the first Saturday night game, 8:15. This is on the NFL Network, Saturday night game?
Yep.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It's not an ABC game or ESPN?
No, I think it's on the
I think
NFL
ABC
Network.
Just does the wild card Saturday.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Baltimore, this is a big, big game. Baltimore at Dallas.
And the home Cowboys -4.
Okay. So they're giving 4.
I will take the Baltimore Ravens to win on the road.
Really?
Wow.
I will take a tough, fundamentally sound football team any day over a flashy, fraudulent football team like the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys have it, as I said earlier. When they get punched in the mouth, I think they react poorly.
Well, you know, this would certainly help New England if that happens, but I just have a weird feeling that, yeah, I think Dallas is going to pull it out. And I think they're going to win by 7.
Homer Scalavino.
7-10.
And any other time, I'd be rooting like crazy for the Ravens, but... you know, Dallas, Patriots really need a win. I think their defense is playing as well as Baltimore's defense. I think they have a better offense. It's in Dallas. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
Anybody pick on the show with their heads or just their hearts?
Well, no, I just gave you some valid reasons.
Well, you can't pick with your heart because you have none.
Oh, I have a heart.
It's just your last name.
All right, now we move over to Sunday, 1 o'clock game, Cincinnati at Cleveland.
The home Browns, -3.
The Ohio stinker.
Yeah.
I will take Cincinnati. Cleveland has, as you know, a quarterback who I think can't play the position. Cincinnati has a young quarterback, unknown type guy that's struggling,
Harvard
you know,
kid,
to
Ryan
carry a team. I mean, he's doing his best.
Sure.
And I just think that Cleveland defense stinks in general. Bengals are still trying at this point, and that's an important factor in some of these late season games. So I'll take the Bengals and the better quarterback.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati's actually played competitively with Fitzpatrick back there in recent weeks. And you're right. Since Quinn went down, I think the Browns kind of gave up on the season. So I'm gonna take Cincy in this game.
I gotta take Cincy. If Cleveland was healthy at the quarterback position, I would take Cleveland because I think you know. Romeo's on his last legs there, but I think the players do like him, and they wouldn't allow him to lose to Cincinnati. But there's not much they can do here, so you got to go with the Bengals. Believe it or not, I think it's the first time in 15 years I've ever picked the Bengals.
This is the week, Fred.
Yep.
All right. New Orleans at Detroit. New Orleans at Detroit.
The home the road Saints are giving 7 to the Lions.
New Orleans at Detroit, home yep. Saints giving 7.
Road Saints.
Oh, yeah, Road Saints. I'll take the Road Saints. Even though I don't love them on the road, I think they will put up some points here against a Detroit team that stinks.
Okay. Well, I said I wasn't going to do it for the rest of the year, Fred, but I'll have to take it back. I believe in Detroit this week. I think they're not going to go 0-16. I refuse. Refuse to have them go. If there's going to be a week, It's got to be this week because next week I don't think they'll have a prayer.
There's no way that New Orleans allows themselves to be the team that Detroit beats.
I don't know. New Orleans is not a great team.
They're better than
not
Detroit.
Have a lot
they lost
of...
Reggie Bush this week.
Yeah.
I think
now
they're...
Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees has a big game, and I think they beat Detroit.
Now, who does Detroit have next week?
Somebody tougher. I can't remember now off the top of my head. But
at Green Bay.
At Green Bay.
Everybody's tougher than Detroit.
I suppose they have a shot, but I think just against the schizophrenic New Orleans team, they're going to get it done.
It's a chance.
I'm sticking with it.
Okay. We'll
so
skip.
You're going with New
I'm
Orleans.
Going with New Orleans.
Yeah, all right. We got to pick up the pace here.
Let's see. We'll skip over the New England game. Still Sunday at 1. Pittsburgh at Tennessee.
Pittsburgh at Tennessee coming off a very physical game, obviously, with the Ravens and another tough matchup. These are, you know, Pittsburgh's going to prove itself, but you wonder, are they going to get worn out here in a late season stretch?
Who would you guess games. Would be favored in this game?
Pittsburgh at Tennessee, I'll say Pittsburgh would be favored by 2.
2.
That's exactly what they're favored by.
See, I'm a football mind.
We're bookmakers.
I'm a football mind. And I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers to win and cover. I think they can stop the run, and if you can stop the run against the Titans, you go a long way towards winning. Obviously, the Titans also have their issues up front with Ainsworth and what's-his-name missing the game for the next couple of weeks. I think Pittsburgh, as I told you people, draft weekend was the best team in the American Football Conference. I think right now they are the best team in the American Football Conference and the favorites to go to and win the Super Bowl. They do that again, proving that by knocking off Tennessee.
Yeah, you said that because they had Mendenhall. Who
that's right.
Played.
Who has
Mendenhall
no.
is
right.
ridiculous.
That's what you said.
And no, but that was in addition to.
No, that's exactly what you said. They got Mendenhall. Said Pittsburgh has just become the best team in the AFC.
And but if you listen to the whole show, I said the two best teams in the AFC were the Steelers and the Patriots, neck and neck.
If we listened to the whole show, we would have heard the word Mendenhall 85,000 times.
That is accurate. And you, I can't freaking wait till next year when he like week 5. He's got like 700 yards rushing. I'm going to be all over you.
Tennessee has lost their last two games, correct?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Something like that. It stops here. They're at home.
Tennessee, no chance.
Yeah, they're not going to go into the playoffs with that kind of a losing streak. It stops here.
Doesn't.
I'm taking Tennessee.
I think Pittsburgh, they don't know how to put off the throttle. They don't know how to let up. And I think,
will that hurt them?
No, I mean,
if they're balls to the wall against the Ravens, balls to the wall against the Titans.
Provided they don't have any injuries, no, it doesn't hurt them.
But injuries versus just wear and tear, beat up.
Yeah, no, I think they're fine. Pittsburgh wins the game.
And covers, I assume?
What's the number?
2.
Yeah.
Okay.
San Francisco at St. Louis. Believe it or not, this is a 1 o'clock game.
Hmm. Yeah, because it's only, what, noontime out there?
Yeah, but still, you would think.
There's plenty of
West Coast
games
team
there.
Playing a mid-coast team.
Pretty sure last time we played there it was a...
Did you hear what I just said?
Mid-coast team.
San
Fran by 5.5.
Sure, I'll take San Fran. I have no reasoning. They've played okay under, Singletary.
Yep. It's a horrible game to have to pick, but I...
And again, Sean Hill kind of doing the Ryan Fitzpatrick thing.
Yeah.
Playing decent since he's gotten into the job, and maybe he's their answer moving forward. I don't consider him a franchise-type guy, but...
St. Louis seems to be one of those teams that's given up. San Fran doesn't. They seem to be putting some effort out there, so I'll agree with that. I'll take San Fran. Fred?
I'm going to take San Fran to win, but St. Louis to cover. The Kenny Mayne commercial, ESPN with Steve Smith, very well done.
Haven't seen it with audio.
Yeah, me neither. I've
you don't need. You don't even need audio.
We kind of do because we've
like
seen
I
it a
do.
Few times.
It's not all that funny without audio.
Well, the way he kind of gets all the way down there so quickly.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's something about his speed.
It's very good. I thought.
Does he punch him in the face when he's done, or how does that work?
Miami at Kansas City. Miami at Kansas City. Another big game for the Patriots.
Where the road team again is favored, this time by 4. Miami by 4.
I'll take Miami to win and cover, although I think it'll be a low-scoring fight of a game because I think the Chiefs have yet to give up. Herm Edwards plays to win the games. But I was saying earlier, apparently all 3 of these AFC East games are going to be weather. I believe Kansas City is like extremely cold is going to be the issue there. Maybe some wind. But I'll take the more solid football team. As Fred says, you don't turn it over and you play defense, you got a good chance to win most games.
Yeah, the Patriots need the Jets and or the Dolphins to lose one or more of their last 2 games. But I don't think Miami's going to lose this one. So I'm taking them to win big.
Yeah, I'll take Miami to win, but I'll take Kansas City to cover. That way, if Kansas City pulls off the upset, I get something out of it. So
okay.
I don't want to be
walking a tightrope there, Fred, with only 4 points.
San Diego at...
I'd pay to see him on a tightrope.
Rope wouldn't be tight for long.
I used to be in the circus. You didn't know that.
Not surprised. You should be now.
San Diego at Tampa Bay. San Diego at Tampa Bay.
The home team, Tampa, getting 3.5. Giving 3.5.
I'll take Tampa. Their defense is better. And to me, defense wins, and the Chargers on the road, season's over. Although, technically, I guess they still have playoff chances, right? With their 6-8. If they go 8-8 and the Broncos go 8-8, they win.
Yeah.
But I will take, I mean, Tampa's a decent team. Not good, but decent.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, you know, Tampa is fighting for something. San Diego technically is, but I just don't think that they have it. I mean, and plus, North Turner's still their coach, right?
Indeed.
Then, yeah, I'll take Tampa Bay.
Here's what happens. San Diego wins the game, and everyone's like, where were they all year? So big upset for the Chargers. Buffalo. This is 4 o'clock. Buffalo at Denver. Buffalo at Denver.
Buffalo at Denver, where the Broncos are giving 7.
It'd be interesting to see how Buffalo reacts to the loss from last week. Coaching staff-wise, ownership-wise, top to bottom. There's a lot going on there in Buffalo. They've had a lot of minor feuds. You know, they weren't happy to play in Canada. They were rooting for the other team in Canada. The owner might not back the coach, as the coach can be back, the play calling, everything. That said, I'll take the Broncos to win. I'll take the points, though. Two rudderless football teams, although I think Trent Edwards is back. I saw that Lossman's been made the third quarterback on the depth chart.
How many times are they going to experiment with that guy?
Trent Edwards is back, and I say he keeps it close enough, but the Broncos are playing for their playoff lives. Yep. That'll get them over the top.
I agree with that, and I do think it's going to be a close game, especially if Edwards is playing. So I'll take the points for Buffalo, but I'll take Denver to win it.
I'll take Denver both ways.
Because Fred's a lifelong Denver fan.
Cutler has a decent game. They're seeding. They can't get over, you know, they're pretty much locked in.
They could lose the division.
Yeah, I guess they could. San Diego, it's unlikely, but
if they lose, it becomes a lot more likely.
let's see. Sunday, 4:05, the Jets at Seattle. Now, we talked about Brett Favre making the Pro Bowl travesty.
Yes, travesty. Yeah.
I said that the people in Honolulu should boo him. Mm-hmm. I think we should also throw human feces at him. What do you think about that?
I think that's a little extreme. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the guy either, but...
What about a fan of throwing human feces? Do you like doing that?
In general?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay. All right.
You spent some time in prison, Fred? That's where they tend to do
zoos.
That. The zoo. Yeah, you were in the circus, so that makes sense.
The gorilla.
And he looks like a gorilla.
Mango was his name in the circus I was at. Mango the gorilla.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Jets.
Can we hurry up?
Jets at Seattle.
Jets by 5.
Okay, I think I used this reasoning last week. Sooner or later, the Jets have to flip the switch back to the team that does something offensively, plays a little defense. I'm going to say this is the week, although, again, snow and bad weather in the Pacific Northwest. But sooner or later, Brett Favre's due for a 4-touchdown game.
Snow? You mean they could actually go sledding down those streets?
Yeah, apparently. That's what I heard on the radio this morning. So I'll take the Jets to win and cover.
Imagine how fast you would get going if you, like, skateboarded down one of those streets.
Imagine how fast you could do a ramp and
go right into the Pacific.
I was going to say, it's a good thing there's water there.
Right into the Puget Sound.
I don't think it's technically the Pacific. It's
Puget Sound.
Puget Sound.
The Puget Sound. That would be something. A big ramp that goes way up in the air.
And you'd be dead.
No, you land in the water.
When you jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, you land in the water too, but you're dead.
No, it's not that much. Think of how fast you'd be going, and then
first of all, you'd never make it.
Why not?
Because I didn't see one straight shot that involved no way you could hit anything.
Figure that out. Come on.
Why don't you go try it?
You put a man on the moon. You can't skateboard down one of those streets.
Anyway, I'll take the Jets. I'm tempted to take the points, but I can't. I'm going to take the Jets to win this. They have too much at stake.
Oh, man. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean,
Seattle.
My gut says the Jets win this game, so I'll take Seattle to cover, but
your gut carries
I don't
a lot
even
of weight
think that's going to happen.
So Jets to win, Seattle to
cover.
Yeah. All right.
Houston at Oakland. Who cares? Andy.
Houston.
Even with the 7 points?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's going
Oakland stinks. No one cares. Matt Schaub's playing. All of that.
Yeah.
Atlanta at Minnesota, 4:15.
Do you want the rest of us to pick?
He said Houston. You're saying Houston.
Okay. All right. You kind of sped through. I wanted to make sure.
He throws up on the microphone.
Atlanta at Minnesota.
Where is that?
4:15
in Minnesota, the Metrodome.
Yes. Minnesota by 3.5.
Interesting. This is a matchup here. You know, a running-based team, rookie quarterback, a run-defense team with a young quarterback in Tavares Jackson. Interesting matchup here. I will take the home team because I think it's a pretty even matchup. The one thing, Pat Williams is out, right? Fred, you got that injury report. Didn't he break something?
Oh, yeah.
He's missing something.
Yep.
But that said, I'll take the Vikings to run the ball a little bit, and my boy Tavares proves why he should have been the quarterback all year long.
Nope. The future NFL Rookie of the Year for offense, Matt Ryan, is going to get it done with his Falcons.
No chance.
Okay.
And the upset.
Yeah, I mean, this is a toss-up. This is a tough game to call.
Atlanta's fighting for playoff lives, too. So
yeah, I know, Minnesota's been playing much better lately. This is a very difficult game. I have no idea, really, honestly. So I really don't. I have no feeling one way or the other. I'll just go with Atlanta. Philadelphia at Washington. Philly at Washington, 4:15.
Where the road Eagles are giving 5.
Philly at Washington. I will take Philly playing some good football. Brian Westbrook doing his usual thing. And the Washington Redskins, Fredskins, are the sinking ship we thought they'd be.
Yeah.
It took a while, but they got there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Philly both ways, too.
Jim Zorn went from me saying he'd be coach of the year to him saying he's the worst coach in the world. So that's how that's turned around. So
some of us thought he was the worst coach in the world before the season.
Well, he was better than that. But Philly,
there's a flaw in the system when you hire an offensive coordinator, can't find a coach, and say, hey, you want to interview for the head coaching job? You haven't been the coordinator yet, but we'll just give it to you. What is this? Are you serious? ESPN's running the top 5 Jameel's best-looking quarterbacks.
Brady's number
and
1.
Ben Roethlisberger's number 2.
Oh, my God. She needs
Bowler
glasses.
3, man. Carr 4, Romo 5.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Wow.
Oh, my. Even Eric doesn't think he's good looking.
What do you mean, even Eric?
It took you a while.
Jameel Hill, a little racist?
Yeah, I got to go with Philly.
There's not a ton of black quarterbacks, okay. But none of them are good looking.
All right. Sunday night, Carolina at the Giants.
Vince Young's pretty good looking, isn't he?
Carolina at the Giants.
He's looking at me. Giants favored by 3.
Who?
Giants favored by 3.
Over who?
Carolina.
Where is it?
New York.
The Giants obviously struggling a little bit of late. Carolina playing very good football, continuing to run the ball, that two-headed monster. Now, I don't know whether I'm allowed to call them smash and dash or
I wouldn't.
If
you
Wendale
might get
White is going to sue me for copyright infringement. I take Carolina. The Giants swoon continues. Carolina wins.
Really? Wow. I think the Giants right their ship, and it's playoff preparations.
Why would they
weeks.
Write their ship, and where are they writing it?
I don't know. You're saying that they're
on the bathroom
you're saying
stall.
That, you're saying they're swooning, so I'm gonna say the opposite. I'm
Freddie,
gonna go with the
something
Giants.
On ESPN with some guy jumping something. Is this the ramp you'd like to use?
He's gonna try to land on the Arc de Triomphe. This guy.
What is the Arc de Triomphe?
Robbie Thompson. He's like an evil Knievel type guy.
Robbie Madison. Is that a
Robbie Madison?
Guy?
Yeah. The Arc de Triomphe in Paris.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's that big. That's the triumphal arch that Napoleon built. At the end of the Champs-Élysées.
He's going to try and land on it?
Yeah, landing on it is going to be kind of awkward.
I don't really know what you're talking about, but is it like the arch in...
It's in New York City, in Washington Square Park, the big arch. It looks exactly like that.
It's got a square top, but it's got an arc inside.
And doesn't he have to, stop? I mean...
Well, maybe there's a ramp that goes, beyond it.
And it's only a certain distance wide.
Yeah, it's pretty small. I think landing on that's going to be troublesome.
Sounds like a stupid idea.
He wants to try to jump over it. I could see that, but...
Right, right.
Oh, my arm! It's broken!
This guy's
96
pretty good.
Foot tall, and he wants to land on top of it.
A replica.
Oh, it's a replica.
A replica.
On New Year's Eve. On ESPN, he's going to do this.
You really do get half the story with Fred.
I was going to say, it would have been a better backdrop
His
in Paris.
His name was Robbie Thompson, the guy who hit the shot heard around the world. Isn't that who that is? And it's a replica. So
that's Bobby.
The same person?
So did you take Philly or the Giants? Carolina or the Giants?
I haven't picked yet.
He was too busy.
What's the number? We have to hurry.
Giants by 3.
Giants by 3. Yeah, I'll take him to come back, Giants. Monday night, 8:30, Green Bay at Chicago. Green Bay at Chicago.
The home Bears giving 4.
I'll take the Bears to win and cover. That Packers defense overrated, and the Bears at home is a better proposition for me.
I agree. I don't think Green Bay is going to get it done on the road.
Yep, Bears. The Bears. Okay, finally, let's get back to Sunday, 1 o'clock. Arizona comes to New England, we hope, with a lot of snow on the ground.
No chance for the Arizona Cardinals. As I said earlier, Kurt Warner will
What's
see
the number
piles
here,
of snow.
New England by 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That should rise to about 15 by game time with all 8. The snow. Kurt Warner is a pansy. He'll have his gloves on. He might layer the gloves like Eric does with his shirt, so he'll have this big poofy hand. Won't be able to hold onto the ball.
He might wear the mittens where it's there's no fingers. There's just.
I'm telling you, when he drives in on the bus, he's going to see the piles of snow in the parking lot. That all chance goes out the window when he sees those. He's done. They have no chance.
Mittens. He's not going to wear gloves. He's going to have actual mittens with the
East
little
Coast
clips.
Teams. I mean, West Coast teams will remain 1-17 or some ridiculous number.
Yeah.
The Patriots win and cover. They run the ball. The offense hits its stride late season. Now they just need to avoid any more injuries.
Oh, yeah. New England has to take care of its business before it can worry about other teams losing, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it, especially with the weather. They're undefeated lifetime as a franchise in the snow. It's going to snow big time. New England's going to win big time.
Well, they'll know what happened with the Baltimore game before they play, so that'll be good. It'd be really great if Baltimore loses that game. Mm-hmm. You come in there, and then...
Playoffs?
I pity the fools that would come in and play the Patriots under those circumstances.
All right,
so that's going to do it. I did pick the Patriots, by the way.
To cover.
There's never been any question.
There's never been a... I wrote it before I wrote
the Patriots
else.
A lot this year, not to cover, and I've been right.
Yeah. You and Mike Reese.
So.
See, I'm a supporter. I always believe...
But
I believe they are going to blow the other team out.
You're an athletic supporter. That's what you are.
All right. See that one coming.
That's going to do it for this edition of Patriots Football, PFW in Progress.
I did that once. Remember when I was hosting it? Patriots Football Weekly
in Progress. We're all excited. In comes John Rook, out from the cold.
Burrito in mouth.
Yeah, he's got his Qdoba burrito. Thank you, everybody, for this week. Cormac for bringing all the gifts.
Yeah.
Qdoba.
Yes, thank you very much.
Download your Patriots calendar app from Patriots.com, and we'll see you next Tuesday.